How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
You see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-265-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Those people out of here.
Very soft spoken.
There they are. They come in every day. Get them out. I don't like them.
Wrong.
I don't like those people. Who's your leader? And good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Shrove Tuesday and all the ships at sea. And now, dressed in their police hats and sweat socks, say hi to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Hara.
Thank you, Robbie, and hello, Andy.
Thank you for listening to the Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Tuesday, February 12th. It's Fat Tuesday, right? Day before Lent?
Yeah, crazy day.
Gotcha. Here's the phone number from anywhere in America.
Yeah.
877-365-3636. Washington, D.C. radio station WJFK 202-432-1067. That's your special number. Radio station WNEW, New York City, your special number. 877-692-1027. Let me say hello to a man who was very comfortable last night at Club Wet. Club Wet. Wet. Radio's Buzz Birdley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
So we paid off the bet last night.
We did.
We have the tape to prove it, and there's a story involved with the tape.
What an evening.
We arrived at the, you know, we have a bowling team, the Gutter Balls.
I'll tell you, we paid our bet, that's for sure.
And before the holidays, we bet against an all-gay sorority team, fraternity team. The bet was if they beat us, that we would have to go to this gay bar, and if we beat them, we'd take them to a strip club.
Well, of course,
right. The homos beat us.
Mm-hmm.
They killed us in bowling.
I think they, like, doubled our score.
Yeah, easily. So last night we had to go to this place, Club Wet.
Oh, my God.
We arrived. They would not allow a tape recorder inside the club.
Not everybody's out, apparently.
They were a little hesitant about a tape recorder getting inside the club.
Mm-hmm.
So at one point, after we had left the club and we were out on the street, we hooked up a deal where we ran the microphone cord down the sleeve of my jacket, and we snuck...
You are the man from Uncle, there's no doubt about it.
We snuck the tape recorder back in, but as it turns out, while we were doing all that, we turned it off.
Oh, unfortunately, no. We didn't get that secret tape, which was... It was very brief. It was just brief.
It was, basically, a lot of the tape was interviewing Lisa. She was sitting at the bar with this guy with his DNBs, like, 2 inches away from her nose.
Uh-huh. It was, somewhat disturbing.
The deal was, we were going to go, and we were going to stay 30 minutes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We were going to arrive at 8 o'clock, and we were going to leave at 8:30. But Terry, who was the leader of the bowling team, pointed out to me that the dancers didn't come out on stage until 9 o'clock.
Uh-huh. And that was the high point of my evening, when you mentioned that we were that the 30 minutes was up, and we were going to have to stay there for an extra, like, half hour.
Yeah, well, but that, you know, the deal was we'd stay...
I believe I said, okay.
And, until the guys danced on the barn.
Yeah.
And we, in fact, stayed and, until the guys danced on the barn. We have tape.
That club was video-rific.
And, yeah, they had the monitor. I mean, it was everything we'd heard.
Yeah.
Monitors going everywhere with all kinds of...
you couldn't look in any direction without seeing gay porn.
No, we looked down a lot.
You could not, and...
One time I tapped down on the shoulder and I just pointed at one of the monitors. I said, look what's happening there.
And they had the dancers that came out and they swing on the bars and then they pull down their pants and they put their D's and B's like right by the other patrons' faces and then they take a shower. And yes. That's why the club's called Wet.
Exactly. Now, when does that happen? I got out of there before that.
That happened at the very end.
Where do they take a shower?
Right up on the stage.
With, like, what, a hose?
Yeah.
No, there are shower stalls at the end of the stage, apparently, at one end of the
really?
Stage. Yeah.
And they stand there and they get wet.
They shower.
They shower.
Very interesting.
Yes, they do. We do want to say that we had a fabulous turnout. I tell you what.
Yeah.
If they ever come up with a section in the Arbitron ratings for homosexuals and lesbians.
Very nice gays down there.
The show has to be number one because that joint was packed last night.
It was indeed.
It was rocking. There was lots. We got lots of gay fans out there.
We do. Very nice folks. You know, I'll tell you, with the clientele, I think they were very accommodating for us. And, you know, nobody was, they were trying to make us feel comfortable. I didn't feel like, I certainly didn't get hit on. Did you get hit on?
Well, look at me.
Yeah, of course.
How can I not get hit on?
See, I should have known.
No, you know, who actually, the closest I came to getting hit on was that lesbian chick.
But, you know, I think we all brought protection in the, you know, not as far as safe sex protection, but, you know, you came with your mommy.
Yeah.
Buzz came with his mommy.
Yes.
I brought my lawyer.
And you came with your lawyer.
I mean, it was like we all had to have our wingman,
our buffers.
And yeah. Rob drove over with Frida and I, and, let me see, Lisa came with Gwendy, so she paired up.
That's right.
And here's a surprise. Buzz got lost. And Buzz was late for the event.
Yes, just a bit. You know, on tape, I think we had said that, you know, whatever time Buzz got there, he had to stay the whole time that we stayed, regardless of whether he was late or not.
Right. Because, Buzz, we have been down to that part of town
a
few times before.
I know. I was following MapQuest, and I came to, all of a sudden, a fork in the road with the interstate sign blocked out by tape. And I took a gamble. I made a guess, and I guessed wrong.
In that particular part of town, I think MapQuest is about the most useless thing in the world.
That's what I found out.
There are streets that get changed, I think, on a nightly basis down there.
I believe that.
You got to just go the way, you know, eventually, because we had, Rob and I were in the car with Frida. Where she was trying to read the MapQuest, and both Rob and I were saying to her, listen, we've been to this part of town.
Yeah.
We just want to get up on the overpass. We want to make a left-hand turn at the KFC.
Right.
Then make a left-hand turn at the Domino's, and that we're going to be there.
Well, my lawyer and I, we took a cab down there, and we the greatest terror of all was getting there 15 minutes early.
Oh.
So, around the block. I certainly, that was not one time where I was going to go inside and wait for you guys.
Oh, well, no, Rob and Frieda and I were sitting in the car waiting for about 20 minutes because, well, the club didn't open until 8 o'clock.
Is that right? Okay, very good.
So we waited, and I think you'll hear this on the tape. It's funny because at one point a cab pulls up.
Right.
And I said to Rob and to Frieda, I said, as a gag, I said, oh, here's Mike. A cab is pulling up. In fact, it was you and your lawyer.
Yes, sirree. And, you know, there's nothing quite like trying to get directions when you're in a regular restaurant.
Right.
And I say very loudly to the bartender, I said, where is Club Wet? And a couple of people, like, looked over their shoulders.
Sure.
Hi. Yeah, that's where I'm going now.
The gayest club. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello there.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
Last night, did any of the guys ask if they could push in your stool?
No, but listen, we heard it. No. We heard it all last night.
Hey, were all the bar stools upside down so they
come on.
Yeah, we loved it.
We're paying off a bet. Oh, here is Cheryl the Big Dyke who is there.
Cheryl the Big Dyke who I don't think deserves that name anymore. I think Cheryl likes penicillin.
The big bisexual.
Sometimes I do, yeah.
And the bisexual.
I like girls better, but, you know.
Even the bisexual label, I think, is going too far now.
No. I think it's probably bi. I like girls better. But Mike, can I tell you something?
What's that?
You fit right in last night.
How so?
I don't know. You just look so comfortable. And,
Mike was the most...
And I got to tell you, the guys that you bought drinks for were really, really happy that you did that. That was real nice of you.
See?
Mike was the most uncomfortable.
I was the most uncomfortable. I was not, you know... I'll tell you, at one point when one of the first dancer came out,
mm-hmm.
I stepped back so quickly that I almost fell and hit my head. Yeah. I mean,
I would have taken care of you. Like Homo Joe fell and hit his hand, so he didn't show up.
But yet I should say, talking with the gay men there who were... I thought I was cool. I mean, it was, it's not like I was sitting there with my, maybe I was sitting there with my arms folded.
You were.
I was.
Why, I don't,
you know
language.
What, and I didn't expect it. I have a very, I don't consider myself homophobic. Right. I'm very open-minded, but I'll tell you, for right before we were going to go down there, I started to get really freaked out, and I don't know why.
I consider myself to be the bravest person there, for I used the facilities.
Hey, so did I.
Yeah, as did I.
Oh, did you really?
I went winky tank in there.
Did you?
I did too.
Well, of course.
It was a unisex bathroom.
Right.
Was it really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you see the sign? Yeah, guys and girls.
I had my head down the whole time.
guys and girls. So we're talking. Yeah,
Don,
yes. Yeah.
Your wife was a hit, and I think Frida liked it a lot. So did Marcia. They had such a good time. It was hard to get Frida out of there.
You know, unfortunately, the tape recorder was not turned on for the last part of the evening. But, Mike, I don't know if you had driven away at this point.
Well, you sent me away with the tape recorder in hand. I know that.
Oh, this is too bad.
The big farewell.
As you and the lawyer were leaving, down the street, Frida and Marcia, they claim that this was a mock, that they were just doing a goof.
A stage kiss.
They started making out.
Really?
My wife and Buzz's wife.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw
it. Wow.
They claim that it was one of those things where they were, like, just pretending they were leaning into each other.
Right. Very
cool. Which made me and Don feel silly, because when we countered it, it wasn't pretend.
Yeah.
I'm kidding, of course.
When Rob and I started
you're
making out.
The choir here.
And you guys, I went in there afterwards, and I was a spin doctor for you, because they said, those guys only came here to make fun of us, and I told them that you guys were not homophobic and that you loved your home.
Now, anybody right. that knows us, that's a fan of the show, knows. Mm-hmm. They know that that was not
who's,
the reason we were there.
Who said that? Because all of the people that were there up until the time that we left seemed to be cool. I mean,
management told the dancers that you guys were there just to make fun of them, and I went to the guy that were the police.
Management down there didn't have a clue.
Well,
they weren't very nice.
Let me just first say
they were dumb.
Let me say first to the girl at the front desk, honey. Here's my advice: you first get yourself some teefers, okay? if you want to be taken seriously in your job,
right?
Yeah, get yourself a nice bridge up front so you've got teeth.
Exactly.
When you're talking to people,
very much so.
The management was concerned that we were there, like, you know, to goof on the situation, when in actuality all of the gay men and women who were there could not have been happier that we were there.
You know, anybody that listens to our show, they were having a good time with us, and they know why we were there. We were there because we were paying a bet off.
Absolutely.
I had so much fun with you guys last night. It was the greatest time, I'll tell you.
And I did get my biggest laugh from Cheryl when she came over. She was on the cell phone, and she said, Homo Joe is on the phone, and I said, where's Joe? And she said, Joe's taking a fall. That Joe was walking down the steps of his townhouse and apparently cut himself and started bleeding.
Oh, dear.
And Joe never showed.
No, right. And I'm worried because I haven't heard from him since then. So, Joe, call in.
He's the great mystery man.
Mm-hmm.
Homo Joe goes missing every now and then.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, Marcia was disappointed. Marcia wanted to meet him last night, and told me she was disappointed.
She was very glad to meet you, though, Cheryl.
I really enjoyed meeting Frida and Marcia. It was really nice. I said, look, see, I'm a normal person, and they said they never doubted that.
Yeah, all right. Well, there she is, Cheryl, I agree. No longer the big dyke.
No way.
Cheryl.
The bi dyke. That guy girls better, you guys. But I'll do a boy every now and then.
I don't know. All right, we'll see you.
No spot, but I'll do a boy every now and then.
All right, goodbye, Cheryl.
Okay, bye-bye, you guys.
Bye-bye. Okay, we got the tape ready, Rob?
The omnisexual.
You got the tape? Hold on. I do need a sympathy because I do have I know that Mike recently made noise on the show and he had a personal announcement. And I do have a personal announcement to make. This is not a goof.
Yes.
Really?
I swear to God, this is not a goof.
Yes. What is your announcement?
My announcement is that last night I received from Warhurt. It's not a goof. I swear to Christ. I mean, it's not that big a deal, but psychologically for me, it's a big deal. It's something I've known about for a while, and I've lowballed. I haven't been forthcoming on the air about this. Last night, we got back from Club Wet, and I received the word that, in fact, at the age of 43, I am a grandfather.
Wow.
Congratulations. Yeah.
Congratulations, yeah. I guess.
Congratulations or so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
And whatnot.
Old friend.
Wow.
You know, your face, this is when this should be a television show. Everybody should be able to see the joy on your face right now. Everybody should be able to see that so they would know.
You could tan by that beaming smile.
Congratulations, yeah. Gramps.
Mazel tov.
Yeah. Yeah, well,
babies, from there.
Babies making babies.
That, when was the baby born to your daughter?
Very recently.
Boy or girl?
Very recently.
Do you know whether it's a boy or a girl?
Oh, yes.
Good, good.
Oh, it's a lovely baby girl.
Baby girl.
Oh, how nice.
Okay. Lovely baby girl.
That is fantastic.
That really is.
You will continue in the great tradition of actors like Wilford Brimley and Will Gear.
That is now the third seed of me.
Hume Cronin.
Because you know I'm adopted, so I don't know my other seeds.
Right.
You have, I would be the original seed.
Yes.
Then you have Bart and Amy as the second seeds. And you
now, yes, grandfather.
You have the third seed. I know it's...
You're a grandfather.
It's funny, right?
Wow. It is.
That's funny.
You're a very young grandfather.
That's funny.
Grandpa Don.
Grandpa.
That's funny. That's funny.
Like they called Howard Cosell, Papa.
I would rather be known as Pop-Pop.
Pop-Pop
is the name of choice, I believe.
Very good, very good. And now my mind is telling me, is swimming with visions of grandfathers, TV grandpas, you know. Just going through. Of course, there's Grandpa Simpson.
He's my favorite.
Yeah,
oh,
Abe.
Here we go.
Abe Simpson.
Abe.
So that's the news I received last
Congratulations,
night.
Grandfather. Congratulations.
Thanks. Thanks, I guess.
And condolences.
Yeah.
What's it feel like?
Feels like crap.
Yeah, I thought
I mean, on one hand, and I don't talk about my relationship with Amy a lot, and I'm going to keep that private. Sorry, not everything in my life is a total open book. I'm happy for her. I'm happy for the young man who has not chosen to marry her.
I'm sorry.
But I personally am not thrilled with the idea that I'm a grandfather.
Mm-hmm, of course.
I'm not thrilled with that.
Where do we have the Shirley MacLaine tape? I mean, I know it's grandmother, but you must feel the same way she would feel in that circumstance.
Oh, why should I? Why should I be happy about
being a grandmother?
Yes.
I mean, you know.
That's how I feel.
But you're young enough where it doesn't, it's not, I think if you were like a few years older, it would feel much weirder.
Yeah.
Why should I be happy about being a grandmother?
Well, that was not my exact reaction last night, but...
I'll tell you one thing. It's weird news.
Yeah. It sure is.
I was sitting there when I said, what is he talking about? And then, grandfather.
Yes.
Knocks the wind out of it.
And that's the one I've really settled on. Grandfather.
Grandfather.
You better talk to your grandfather about that. Honey, your grandfather's on the phone.
I'm barely going to slip by when Bart graduates as being a good dad. I hate to think the pressure of being a good grandfather.
I think grandparenting is probably very easy and a great deal of fun.
Yeah. Well,
I think you should grow a big bushy mustache.
Wear lots of plaid.
All I know is that
go fishing.
It's happened.
Yeah,
right. It's happened.
Have you thought about smoking a pipe?
I am a
of cigars.
I am 43, mm-hmm. and I am a freaking grandfather.
Mm-hmm. I'm 42, and I'm a two-time loser.
That is,
there you go.
That is weird.
I think your announcement is better than mine was.
No doubt mine is happier. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that mine is happier, but mine has flipped me out a little bit. Of course,
I don't.
Yours has flipped you out.
I think if
more
you were
than
like
mine,
if you're like 50,
yeah,
then it would be heavy because then you're like grandfather age, you know.
And I could deal with it.
But now it's cool. Isn't there an element of coolness being a grandfather at a young age?
No.
Why am I thinking about Mike Douglas?
I don't know why you always think of Mike Douglas.
No, but I think of young grandfathers, and I think Mike Douglas was a grandfather at a very young age. Mm-hmm. Tom Jones was a grandfather at a very young
Incidentally,
age.
Grandmama, if you're out there listening, give me a call.
Oh, man. How's she taking this?
She's all right with it.
Hey, technically, does she count as a grandma?
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. I mean, she's my wife.
Sure, why not?
She's my wife. So she's like the grandma-in-law.
Yeah, but it would be more, you really are the grandperson.
But now she's married to your grandfather.
She's basically just, she's not a grandma. I mean, you got to go with the blood thing when this went. She's technically married to a grandpa.
She married someone. I would look at Frida, and I would say, you married someone's grandfather.
Honey, if you're out there calling, I don't know your cell phone number. We changed cell plans, and I don't know what the goddamn number is.
Grandfather. You could call Frida Marlena.
Right?
Exactly. Marlena.
What was it? Was it Jack Lemmon in the show Gramps? Or was it Ted Danson? Well, there was some show called Gramps, I thought.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Or maybe, no, I'm sorry, I'm thinking Dad. See?
Dad, right.
Oh, grandfather.
Oh, this must be Grandmama calling in. Hello, Grandmama.
You're not Grandmama. You are just, we now have a May-December relationship, and you've taken the older role.
Do you have any Donnie clocks in your house?
And listen to this. But if anybody's more grandma age, it's you. You're older than I am, honey. But I'm the actual grandparent.
I'm not grandma age. You are just precocious or trailerish or whatever got you into your state. I take no responsibility.
Well, suffice to say, last night we were. I would say I was more flipped out than my wife was when we got the news. She was like, "Oh, that's nice. That's great."
Well, I laughed.
She did.
I found a new one. Granddaddy.
Granddaddy.
You better ask your granddaddy about that.
All right, Grandma. Well, I love you, and technically, you are a grandmother. You're married to me.
I divorced you, and I'm still young. I'm keeping that in my mind.
Wait, what do you mean you divorced me and you're still young?
I mean, I meant to say if I divorced you. That was a Freudian slip.
It sure was.
Hope I'm not starting a trend,
especially with Mike in the room.
Well, you know, it is tempting now that Mike might be available, but no, I'm sticking with you, my darling.
Yeah, I had a good time talking to you last night, Frida.
Yeah, it was great.
Well, I want you to know.
And Marcia.
You were a little sad with me, but I didn't bring it up because I didn't want to be a downer for you.
No, that's cool. I can talk to you about that, and that's fine. And, you know, anybody that I've known for a long time, I'm laying that on him. I'm actually,
you know, she said
I'm going through the real drag part of this right now, which I didn't expect. So I'm not a pleasant person to be around right now.
You were fine and sweet. I just wanted it on the record that I'm there to talk to, but I'm not going to bring it up because
that's cool. Thank you.
She said that to me on the way home last night. She said,
I don't know what your wife said to me, Buzz, but she said something. You were standing next to her, and she said something off the wall because I knew you went, Marcia, or something like that.
She was teasing you.
What did she say?
She said you deserved a hard time. And she wanted to give you a hard time.
That's right. That's what she said.
You deserve a hard time, Mr. Emily. What the hell is that?
You gave her a look, and then she punched you.
Why would Mike deserve a hard time?
You know, Marcia. Marcia likes to tease and kid.
Well,
good to see her, though.
All I know is that we got into the car. Now, remember, after the Super Bowl party,
yes,
you had said on the air that the Frida and some of the other women, you know, you felt awkward that they were coming up to you and saying, oh.
Yeah, I know. But with Frida, Frida and I have commiserated on the subject. And it's, you know, it's
cool. Last night she says to me, we got the car.
We have before and we will again.
Yeah, I mean, there's certain people that I talk to about it and certain people that I don't. Right. But I make no mistake, right now I am a total drag to be around.
She says to me last night, Mike was talking to me about a situation. I said, I thought Mike didn't want to talk about a situation. She said, no,
she didn't bring it up.
He came up to me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Last night. He came up to me.
No, I you know what? If I've given that vibe, I think I'm talking to everybody about my situation. I think that's all I do. I'm like, hi, how are you? We haven't met. I'm getting divorced.
Well, I got a new one that I can tell, you know, I can't top that, but I can certainly, after you say that, say, how you doing? I'm a grandfather.
There you go. And I like your thing better, I think, and that's a good, and that's what we ought to talk about.
Yeah, you know what? And you can say, I'm a grandpa, and then just fall asleep so you don't have to listen.
In the
it's
chair.
It's perfectly acceptable for a grandpa.
In the rocker.
All right, Grandmama, yeah. I love you.
All right, I love you, too.
I'll see you later.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, that's and actually, she's not kidding about that. That was her reaction last night when we got the news.
And I shouldn't say I'm getting divorced. I don't like that word. I don't want to use that word yet, you know, because there's a lot of time that has to pass. You know, and I want to be kind of like Jesse Jackson in that regard. You know, keep hope alive. There we go.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Thank you all very much.
So what are you then? Separating.
Yeah, separating.
Separating.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. I am. And I really, you know, I am kind of like mew when I'm sitting there and talking to people. So I've got to watch that when I'm out, especially with the wives. You know, I'm kind of saying, hi, how are you?
I'm okay. I'm okay. Come here and talk to me, Mr. Sad, Mr. Sad Man, Mr. Pathetic Man, coming to the gay bar with his lawyer.
As a matter of fact, now don't be offended at this.
I have a thick skin.
Last night, when I was sitting down, after I received...
Is this something where you're going to make me feel pathetic?
No.
Okay,
no,
good.
Well, no, maybe. I was sitting down last night, and frankly, you know, I was floored by this news.
Right.
I had known that, that this was going to happen, but...
I can't imagine how anyone couldn't be, no matter what the circumstances.
It was one of those things, excuse me.
Hey, Grandpa.
Yeah.
Clear your throat, Grandpa. You know, now you don't have to turn the microphone off when you do
it. It was one of those things. I knew that, I knew something was happening.
Yeah.
Right. I didn't know for sure when it was going to happen, and I had kind of put it out of my mind, and I get the news, and I hang up the phone, and I'm sitting there, and Frieda says, what? And I tell her, I said, I'm a grandfather. And she laughed, and I said, don't laugh. I'm really flipped out by this. And she said, don't be flipped out. This is a good thing. Don't worry about it. And I said, honey, I am flipped out. And then she said to me, really, she said, what are you getting flipped out about this? It could be mine.
Oh, yeah.
And
I agree with that.
And that did kind of put it in a different light.
Sure. But,
yeah. Okay, I'll take that.
Grandfather. But I can't imagine getting that. I mean, of course you're going to be flipped. You're going to be flipped out for a good long time. You'll be flipped out every time you have contact with your daughter or the subject comes up. You'll never now be able to watch a show or hear the word.
Yeah, I know.
You know, grandfather will apply to you, Grandpa.
And, of course,
Grandpa Munster.
Uncle Bart.
Oh.
Age 17. Excuse me, not even 17 yet.
Do we have the Deliverance music now? It's starting to become clearer with that.
Uncle Bart.
How are ye?
Hey, come on.
I saw American Holler.
Come on, listen.
There you go. No, I mean, it's just a youth thing.
It is babies having babies. And I started it. I started when I was 18. I knocked up my first wife. And we didn't stay in.
Is that when you impregnated your first wife when you were 18?
Yes.
Oh, okay, so you really were a baby having a baby.
Yes, I was.
And she
was 18 as well.
She was 18.
She was 18, I was 18 as well.
So the tradition continues.
Yeah.
Is what it is.
Yeah, although... Is he
going to make...
My daughter held out, I think, until she was 20. She's 20.
Oh, she's 20. Okay, well, that's...
No, let me take it back. She's 21. She's 21.
So that's better.
She held out 3 years longer than her mother and I did.
20 better. Would be even better because, as you know, in the prenatal stage, a mother shouldn't drink, and by that way, she's prohibited by law from drinking.
Very good.
So it would actually...
Oh, you see, this is what's sad when I...
That's a silver lining.
This is what's sad when I have to stop and think about how old my daughter... is, I think, well, no, she can't be 20 because I've been married to Frieda for 20 years, right. So she has to be older than...
So 21 or 22, maybe.
Yeah, somewhere in that ballpark.
And the father, what do we know about that circumstance? Will he be making her an honest woman, or do you want him to?
That's the part that really I don't want to discuss on the air.
Okay, no problem at all.
My conversations with him have been... Less than sociable.
So you're... I know you support your daughter no matter what.
From my standpoint.
No matter what.
My standpoint is, you know what? You do what I did. Okay? You plant that seed, you raise that crop, at least you set up the groundwork, so financially, you take care of that.
Well, that's good, that's the deal.
But who knows
the way it works.
Who knows what the frick will happen.
Right.
For me, Grandpa.
You are weirded out about this.
Yeah, I am.
You really are.
Hey, I'm 43. I know a lot of you think I'm an old fart, but I think I'm a young fart.
Right.
I sure don't think like I'm 43.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you that. God damn it. I'm a grandfather. God damn it.
Why should I? Why should I be happy about being a grandfather?
I don't know. Everything's changing. The whole world's going upside down.
I understand.
All I know, you separated. I'm a grandfather. Yeah. Rob's car is broken into.
Yeah.
Weird world.
Meanwhile, old Mr. Perfect over there.
Aye.
Look at him.
Aye.
Nothing happens. His pot plants just keep getting higher and higher in his backyard.
Just cruising through life, you know? Came walking into that joint last night with his wife. I mean, they looked all spit polished. I mean, they were just shiny.
Yeah, you know.
I mean, they were just like, you know, like new folks.
Got the clean car every day happening.
Yeah.
You know, no responsibility, just the cats.
Right.
Treat like children.
Mm-hmm. Life is my amusement park.
Yeah, it is, Buzz. But you're riding it. You're revving. Me and Mike, we're riding the Tilt-A-Whirl.
Hey, you're fine. Being a grandpa is fine.
I know.
You know, it's a good thing.
It is a good thing, I guess.
Right.
It's the circle of life, man. That's what it is.
You know, what's funny, though, now is whenever anything remotely related to grandparents comes up, isn't there a grandparenting magazine? Because I think I might get you that for Christmas.
The Grandparents' Day,
Grandfather's Day.
Clock, Grandfather Clause.
Yes, grandfathered in.
Lots of things to remind you.
Right.
Okay.
Grandpa, Grandfather, Granddaddy, and, you know, my favorite, Gramps. That's what I used to call my grandfather.
Okay. All right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Grandfather Day, Granddaughter Day.
Get out of here.
Just breathe.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
What's up?
Hey.
Hey, it's not called divorce. It's called getting dumped, man. Hey, how does Frida look at a fat pig like you?
I believe, Don, that would have been cruelty for me at the beginning and then cruelty directed at you in the second part of that.
Do you know who you're... Was that directed at both of us or one of us?
The dumped, getting dumped part was directed at me. And then the... What?
It's a buzz.
What?
Buzz.
Excuse me, dumbass. Can you maybe try to communicate?
Buzz.
What about Buzz?
You know.
No, I don't know. And since you can't seem to speak in complete sentences, yeah, I guess we'll never know.
I was just wondering, how do you guys go on every day without, like, you know, thinking Howard Stern for ripping him off?
This is the SBA. Oh, we have the Supreme Court. And I tell you, Howard, I'm sure, appreciates you representing him.
Don't dump out of this call, please. Don't dump out of this call, because this is the typical Howard Stern fan that we have calling the show now. How are we ripping off Howard Stern today?
Well, you got to admit that there was nothing like him before. Now you guys just...
Oh, yeah, that's right. He was absolutely a trendsetter, a trailblazer. But how are we ripping him off today?
Yes, if you wouldn't mind, could you give us a specific example?
Well, Homo Joe is one.
Homo Joe?
Mm-hmm.
How so?
Well, Gay Rich. I'm sure you guys listen to the show.
No.
One I don't know on Howard's show.
We've had Homo Joe on our show for about 10 years.
Yeah, well, Gay Rich has been an intern over 10 years ago with him.
Oh, so Howard Stern invented that. Okay,
so,
I'll write that down. Howard Stern invented having gay people on the show. What else do you have for us there, genius?
Oh, honestly, I was wondering if you guys are still forced not to mention his name on the air.
Well, no, obviously we're not, because I think we let you through when you said it, so I think... To the best of my knowledge, all of this is going over the air.
I am again waiting, though, to hear, since really your main call was to bust balls, since you want to stand up for your favorite disc jockey, how are we ripping your favorite disc jockey off?
That's about it.
Well, it's not a lot.
So that, you know, I'll tell you, I think you have proven your point.
That would be it.
All right.
Homo Joe.
Yeah.
You're so well informed. Do you know who Steve Dahl is?
Yeah.
Who is he?
Okay.
The guy that Mike's wife left her for.
No.
See, you should do some research. Mm-hmm. Steve Dahl is the guy who actually invented the form of radio that Howard Stern then took off with.
How come we never hear about him?
Because he was in Chicago and he never made it big. He's still doing a show in Chicago.
Really? What's his name?
His name is Steve Dahl.
Okay. You guys into him or what?
What's that?
You guys into him or what?
Into him, we don't hear him. It's hard to hear him.
I will tell you, he was a big influence on my radio career.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You guys in San Luis Obispo?
Pardon me?
You guys still in San Luis Obispo on KCAL?
You know what? Do you have a speech impediment?
Yeah.
What is the nature of it? Do you have is it a lisp? I'm having trouble understanding you.
Yeah.
Well, it's a lisp?
Yeah.
Okay. Because you say, there was a little weird thing happening.
I don't know if we're on that station. Is there anything else we can help you with?
And take a deep breath now so you're not so nervous.
I'm not.
You are nervous. That's why you're kind of tripping over your tongue.
Anything else we can help you with?
No, that's pretty cool. Keep up the good work.
That's fine. That's a good thing. We're very, very happy. Is there anything else you'd like to say? Because we have aired this entire call for you.
That's cool.
That's cool. So is that your final is that your final word?
Yeah, are you guys going to be coming back to New York?
Now, see, I didn't understand that because it sounded like you were chewing on something.
You guys coming back to New York?
Are we coming back to New York?
Yes, we always go back to New York.
Great.
Okay. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from NY, man.
You're calling from New York?
Yeah.
Okay. I've never heard it called NY.
Yeah.
Well, Mike, only the cool people call it NY.
only the coolest dumb asses.
The well-informed.
Coolest and dumbest.
All right. Well, thanks for the call, D.A.
We've got to run, and it's time to say toodaloo, ass.
All right, later, douche.
It's been fun.
Very good. Work on that speech defect.
Incidentally, I would like to tell everybody that that was actually a setup call. That is, in fact, the father.
I thought you were going to say that.
That's the father.
That's doing the right thing.
Well, I'm glad he's doing the right thing.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
I just wanted to say your daughter's got to be 25 if you were 18 and you're 43 now.
No, hold on. You know what? I did the math myself. She's 24.
24.
So I guess I was.
Well, that's cool.
I guess I was 19.
That's fine. It's a big improvement.
She's 24.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
All right. Thank you.
24 is that was my age the first time I got married.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. She's not getting married, Mike. She just had a baby.
Sorry.
Hello, Frank. Don and Mike Show. Hello there, Frank.
Hello, Granny. Don.
Yeah. Hi there.
I just want to tell you that I'm 43 and. I date 22-year-olds. How do you feel about that? How's your old ball sack now?
Let's go to Louie. Hey, Louie. Hello, Louie. Louie Louie.
Hey, Louie.
Louie?
Shrimp Louie.
Yeah, we lost Louie.
Crab Louie.
Let me try another line here.
Not Shrimp Louie, it's Crab Louie.
Donna Mike Show.
Hi, Grandpa.
Hi.
This is Gladys. I'm sick.
Oh, you, Gladys.
Gladys. Gladys, you're on restriction.
Excuse me.
God, if there is an open wound or anything sensitive.
She goes in with those white hooks and picks.
God, I hate her.
You know what? What do you say?
Maybe. I do, Gladys.
For?
Because you call, like, you always call, always, when there's a moment on the show that's just a little. And it's not Don being a grandpa. It's not me being separated. It's not that dumbass caller. It's that combination of everything. And you just seize on it.
I don't believe that's true. I just got through.
Oh, okay. Bye, Gladys.
No, wait.
I know you are on restriction, Gladys.
You're weird
this
that way.
This is my February call, Rob. Isn't it after, like, the 7th or the 8th?
Gladys, you wait to call
May 1st.
You wait to call during weird moments on the show. You always do it. It's your pattern.
You always got weird moments on your show.
No. You don't call, like, during the really, like, joyous, happy, funny times.
Yeah. When's the last time that's happened?
Ouch. Oh, there it is.
Yeah. You wounded them.
There it is. Right there about old Gladys.
June 10th.
Old unhappy Gladys.
No,
Gladys,
I'm not
unhappy Gladys.
Gladys, we've had plenty of joyous times, and I will tell you
I know you have. Being a grandfather is wonderful. I'm a step-grandmother.
My time is a joyous time.
And I'm 45, so, you know, it's okay to be a grandfather.
All right, toodaloo ass.
And bye.
Bye-bye.
July 10th.
Thank you for cutting her off before she had time to tackle my subject.
Hello.
She was going right down
I
that
know she was. Well. And Mike, yeah, I just want to say.
You cut her off like right when I said, Mike. You know,
it was
perfect.
She's like a pirate jumping off of a ship with a knife in her teeth.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Donna.
Yeah.
Question for you. Will your granddaughter be taking the name Geronimo or Benatar?
Oh, God. Oh, my. My.
Love is a battlefield.
Hit me with your best shot.
Hey, let's go to Bob. I know we got to break around. Hello, Bob. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don, don't feel so bad. I was 20 when I had my daughter, and I was 36 when I became a grandfather. Mm. And then the next thing you knew...
Okay, all right. Yeah, see?
The grandfather news has produced quite a dynamic on the show today.
Sure has.
Very interesting.
Sure has. Seems the grandfather news has produced more of a reaction than the falling apart of the marriage news.
Go figure.
I don't know.
Go figure.
Clear the lines. Let's get a call 100 right now at 877-365-3636. Oh, and you know, we got the tape of last night's appearance at Club Wet.
I think people are going to enjoy this.
We want to prove to you that we went to this gay club, and Rob and I have been feverishly working with the harmonizer unit before the show today. The failure of the Pete Moss and Les Humitz segment yesterday has led us to today's segment, the Cancer Corner,
where you will listen to the two gentlemen who don't have voice boxes.
Right. And I believe the setup will probably be that we're going to call Phone Hose.
Very good. And what was your name yesterday? I know my name is Smokey Nicotine.
I am Joseph Camel.
Joe Camel.
Joseph Camel.
Joseph Camel and Smokey Nicotine.
And Buzz was privy to the trials and tribulations.
How did it sound?
This is going to be good.
Good.
Yeah, it sounds great.
We got it.
Excellent.
We got it down to a science. It's going to be a great show. And here's how I know it's going to be a great show. I heard... Today I had a meeting with some management people, and one of the things that they mentioned just in passing was that we have already received a complaint about the Cancer Corner.
Good.
Before we've even done the bit, we've already received a complaint about it.
I understand that. Well, you have to kind of be on the edge sometimes.
It's a public service. It's going to frighten people.
We mean no harm.
Listen, if you would have just responded better... to Pete Moss and Less Human. You know, you're making us do this.
Occasionally it's necessary to tackle one of society's taboos.
That's right. Absolutely. So, and speaking of, I'm going to step outside right now, as I do most every morning at this
very
time,
good, yes.
And start my cigar.
Enjoy it. Enjoy yourself.
Be Call 100. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Charlie, nobody's watching.
This banana's fantastic.
Ooh! Charlie!
Charlie.
Grandpa? In your wildest dreams, you could not imagine the marvelous surprises that await you.
Grandpa!
Ooh! Charlie, you've got it!
Whee!
Better than the good part of the boob, the Don and Mike Show.
That's some editing there.
Here we go with a call 100. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Yeah, Johnny, you got it. Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, I'm Follow 100.
Right, and what's your name, my friend?
John.
And where are you calling from?
New Jersey.
Beautiful. Okay, here you go. The Super Troopers. It's a movie. Go see it. Troopers, the hilarious new film about cops, crime, and killing time, period. In theaters on February 15th. It's their highway you're just driving on it. But wait, there's more. You've also won. Oh, who doesn't love Dunkin' Donuts?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
A dozen donuts and a box of Joe from Dunkin' Donuts. Thanks for listening to the show, my friend.
Say a dozen Woo-hoo! Donuts and a box of Joe?
Yes, a box of Joe.
So that's like four cups of coffee or what?
No, that's a box of Joe is the... You can now go to Dunkin' Donuts and you can
actually get a box of coffee?
Well, you get, it's ground. Coffee.
Oh, so it's the coffee that's not made.
Right. Yes, right.
Oh, okay. Because it's a cup of Joe, and I didn't know that it's a
box of coffee.
Because they're selling their coffee beans now.
Yeah, well, they're also selling it ground.
Oh, very cool.
You can actually get, if you got a machine like we do, you just get the ground stuff and just put two scoops in it.
So your box of Joe can be a cup of Joe.
It could be.
Thank you. All right. Thanks for clearing that up for me.
Or it could be a glass o' Joe.
Glass o' Joe.
Glass o' Joe.
Saucer.
Saucer o' Joe.
Or simply, how much to pour some in my hand? all right. We're at Club Wet last night.
Yes. Oh, wow.
We got the tape.
I'm going to pat us all on the back because I think we're stand-up guys. We paid this bet. We paid this bet more than we said we were going to pay this bet.
True. I believe the tape will begin with Rob, Frida, and I. In our car,
okay.
As we wait for everyone else, we got there early.
Okay, I'm looking forward. Now this is the part I don't know about. I can't wait to hear
it
this.
It actually just picks up with when we approached Mike.
Oh, is that where
we just saw Mike and I hit play and record and we're walking down the
street? Oh, I was hoping for some like cruel repartee.
Nine.
Okay.
No, there was not. However, wait till we talk about Buzz not being there.
Yeah, yeah. Then we're all
then
cruel.
It gets cruel.
That's gets a little cruel. Yeah. This is
real one.
Real one. Here we go.
At the intersection of Cushing and L. It's time, the wee small hours of... Hello, Don.
Hi, Rob. I have enjoyed the time we spent waiting in the car together. We're now going to... we're officially going to meet our longtime attorney, Doug.
Yes, I figured with 20 years with him, he owed it to me to come with me and be my wingman, but I am delighted to see all of you. We have all rendezvoused, I should point out, at exactly 8 p.m.
Not all of us.
We've been sitting out here for 10 minutes.
Well, we have forgotten the buzz factor, haven't we?
Oh, and you don't even even know about Buzz, do you?
No, I don't.
Guess where Buzz is?
Where?
Buzz is in Northeast.
He's lost?
Because you and I have never been down here before. Or Rob, or Lisa, or anybody.
To the best of my knowledge, we've done 4 shows down here.
That's right, Mike. Let's say hi to Doug the attorney.
Hold on, before
Mike's attorney, Doug, just point out that where this club is in Southeast D.C., it is an area that we have been to collectively, I believe, at least 5 times.
Yeah, we've been That's down true. There a few times.
No question.
And we were surprised that Buzz would not have remembered how to get there, even without MapQuest.
Right. But in the event of a wrong turn, there are so many ramps and expressways. The next thing you know, you're 2-3 miles away from where you wanted to be, and you have to turn around and go back.
Yeah. Oh, the wrong man's the grandfather on this show. That sounded like a grandfatherly thing to say.
Okay. These darn cotton-picking ramps. He's the one who's old enough to be a grandfather, for God's sake.
This is true. Yes. 71?
No, I'm not 71.
All right. So here we go. Now we're going to say hi to Mike's attorney.
Very good.
And it's
Hello.
not too awkward a position.
Right.
That you're doing your legal stuff with
him.
Hey,
here's the deal. If I'm putting money in his pocket because of my personal tragedies, he's going to have to earn that money. And he didn't want to come down, but I'll tell you, he did it because he was a friend, and I appreciated it. But, you know, I said, come on, man. I mean, I'm going through this. You're going to make money off of it. You got to do something uncomfortable.
Okay, so here's the attorney, Doug, saying hello.
Hey, it's Doug the attorney.
Hey, how Doug. You? How you doing?
Hello.
Hello.
Well, hello.
Hello.
He has represented me for many years, but he's never done anything this nice.
Really?
To be my wingman here.
Well, you know, you make a good-looking couple.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
There you go.
Did you introduce my date?
No, I haven't.
Has the tape recorder just gone on?
No, it's on. It's been on.
It's been on. In fact, I never did.
Hi, and your name is?
I'm post-surgery Frida.
Post-surgery? Yeah. What happened?
Oh, no, I've already made the switch. I want to fit in here.
Oh, so you have sewed on a penis?
Doing some of her comedy.
Ah, yes. Her dry wit. Oh, is that one of our opponents?
You, Jerry. Hello, Jerry.
Jared, whatever.
Terry, Mike, it's Terry.
I'm sorry, I had wine with dinner.
The wrong man is the grandpa.
Yeah, oh, yes, I have a... Hey, what was that, Buzz?
I said the wrong man is the grandpa.
I will say this, that both Mike and his attorney, Doug...
Yes.
You both arrived in good moods.
Yeah, that would be understating it, in my humble opinion.
Yeah, I don't want to out anybody, but my wife said that she could smell somebody's breath.
Yeah, and probably mine.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, I had a little booze.
That you had a little boozy smell to your...
Yeah.
When you were up close with the...
Yeah, it wasn't just wine. I said wine with dinner. It wasn't just wine. It was wine and a couple other things.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. A little heroin.
Here we go. I'm going to light Doug's cigar now.
Well, you need a clipper first.
I don't have a clipper.
I don't want to ask for that inside.
And we'll be right back when Buzz arrives.
How much you want to bet right now? It is... 2 minutes after 8, how much you want to bet we're going to be here a half hour, Buzz doesn't show?
Hey, let me point out to you.
Hold on right there.
Now, Buzz, I want you to listen to the real hostility in my voice coming up here.
Oh, yeah, I can hear it.
All right. No, it hasn't come yet.
Oh, I hear it already.
Nice little rule that I'm just coming up with right now. We're here now. Our commitment is a 30-minute time commitment. Even if we leave and Buzz hasn't arrived, Buzz has to honor the 30-minute time commitment.
Terry, will you make sure of that for us?
I will enforce all rules necessary.
I thought I was more hostile when I said that. I didn't come across as...
I think it was the liquor.
I thought I was much meaner when I said it. It was just kind of a rule. But I like the rule.
Yeah, beautiful. All right, let's go. Let's go all inside.
Right. All right, here we go.
Going into Club Wet.
Rob, where is my biohazard suit?
I don't have it. We didn't pack it. I think you'll be fine.
Close quarters. Yeah,
you have to go through the gift shop on your way in.
We have to go through the gift shop.
Ride.
All right, very good. Very exciting.
Okay. Here we are.
Yes, I'll be right in.
Okay.
See all your IDs.
Oh, hold on, please.
I have an ID. Sorry.
You can wait for me.
I don't have an ID.
We are
are out here at Club Wet, and we are getting ready to pay the bet off, and we have a real problem. One of our younger members of the group does not have his ID. Can I ask you, young man, young 16-year-old man, why you don't have an ID?
Because, like a friend of mine, I lost it.
You lost yours recently?
No. I left it at home.
You left it at home, so... Your mommy has just gone into the club, so we're going to try to figure. She's going in there. We're going to come in here. Now, we're talking to someone over here.
Yeah, here's the
this
deal.
This is where it really started to get muddled.
You get to the front door of this place, and they won't let you in without an ID.
Right.
And I say to the lady, I left the house without my ID. Mm-hmm. And my wife, you know, my life partner, my best friend, my wife for 20 years,
right.
She says, well... Toodaloo ass.
And she flies into the club.
She goes inside. Meanwhile, I'm standing out there arguing with this woman who wants to see my ID for no other reason than to check my age. I mean, look at me. Two hours later, I was going to find out I'm a goddamn grandfather. And they don't want to let me in this club because I don't have an ID on me.
Absolutely. And listening to me on this tape, I realize it's a good thing I was taking a cab.
Yeah. I don't want to talk.
She doesn't want to talk on the microphone, so we're going to take a... We can't bring a microphone inside? All right.
Hey, Terry, hold on a second. Come here.
Come here.
Terry, we can't. We can't do this. We can't do this if we can't bring a microphone inside.
What do y'all need?
What's that?
We want to bring our microphone inside.
Oh well. She's the bouncer.
She's the bouncer, so she looks very serious.
Are you a bouncer? Is that right? Or you're the security?
Oh, she doesn't want. I'm sorry. She asked the microphone to be taken away. So we're just trying to figure out what's going on here. There's controversy at Club Wet. We're trying to figure it all out. And then look at the pictures up there. All right. That was the very moment that I looked up and I saw the video monitors with the porno on it.
There are four monitors that are constantly going with gay porno. And I mean, I only wish, let me say that, you know, my eyes are still burning, but I only wish that the straight porno that I see was as explicit as the gay porno that they showed in this club last night.
Yeah, I mean, this was just, I'd never seen anything quite like it.
It was
amazing.
Was he okay?
And really, you could hear that moment where I'm whispering or something, and then I see the screens for the first time, and I really was a bit shocked. We're trying to figure it all out, and now look at the pictures up there.
Right. What's the ID? Are they okay with that?
No, they won't let me in without an ID.
Oh, we're gonna figure out the ID, the tape recorder, and everything, and we'll be right back on the Don and Mike Show.
Did you want to say, Buzz? Yeah. It's too bad you're not here because they have a sign up that says Wet does not condone the use, sale, or possession of illegal drugs.
That's the reason he's not here.
That would leave Buzz out, wouldn't it? All right, so we'll be right back after we figure everything out. Mike off.
All right, so now at this point, we don't know if I'm going to get in or not. Oh, and this is the sound that my wife made when I was not allowed in, but she could get in. Here you go. Hey, there she goes.
Yeah. She was eager.
She says, oh, what, you can't get in, but I can get in. Gee, let me think about that. Well,
gone.
There she goes.
Cartoon fast.
So she's inside.
Mic off.
Hey, we're back.
Well, good news and bad news.
The good news is they are going to let me in without my ID.
Because they believe that you are above the age of 21, and so do I with that gray hair, Buster.
However, they will not let us bring the tape recorder inside, so we're going to leave the tape recorder at the front desk.
And we're going to go inside Club Wet without any recording devices whatsoever and find out what happens.
Our minds.
Except our minds. And we're going to report back tomorrow on the show how it goes with Terry's gay fraternity.
I wish we could bring the tape recorder inside, but they won't let us. But
we also have to say the people at Club Wet could not be nicer.
Yes, and we see the gay video in the screens right
something
now.
We haven't seen before. So.
And it's really hot.
Over and out. Now you sound loaded, too, and you weren't.
I had nothing to drink.
Right, we all sound loaded. I don't know what's going on.
I had nothing to drink, I swear to God.
I think that must be the way we talk, like, when we're not in here.
Hey.
I can't believe you got up on the bar.
Well, Rob, all I can say is I've never been happier and I've never been richer.
A lot of these dollar bills though are gonna be hard to pry out of my bad place.
Oh, okay, so now here's what's happened.
What is I wasn't around when you were doing that. What was going on?
What happened was Rob's trying to make a joke because the guys now at this point we've been in the bar for this is the part that we wanted the tape to play on the
air. Were going down for 30 minutes and we'd actually been in there for almost an hour.
Mm-hmm. Because the dancers weren't gonna come out until 9 o'clock. And what you have is these guys, and what they do is they get naked. I mean, they get 100, the grossest thing I've ever seen. They got these poles, vertical and horizontal, and they slide down the poles, they do like chin-ups on the poles, and they're naked except for their socks. So, as the gay men are tipping them...
Nothing more attractive than a man in socks.
As the gay men are tipping them to get them to take the clothes off, they're putting the dollar bills inside the socks.
That's where they put their money?
Well, because when a dude is naked swinging on a pole...
And I guess the guys don't go with, like, the garters that women go with.
And with the socks, I mean, I'm no stickler, but isn't that some sort of health code violation, walking on a bar with socks?
I don't know.
The whole place is a health code violation. You know that, Rob. I mean, you know that. And my wife inside, incidentally, was a nut job with the dollar bills.
Oh, she was throwing them around like a broken slot machine. Yeah.
She was crazy. And Buzz, so was your wife. Yes. The two of them together. And
I mean, really, for straight women, I mean, who want to see D&B, that would be... I wonder if there are a lot of straight women that go to that place to see that.
I think occasionally they must. And to the dancers, to the strippers, money is money, so they don't much care who tucks it in their socks.
No, they didn't. They weren't discriminating.
Right. Although the award goes to Rummy Herndon, because even though my wife was there throwing around the dollar bills and trying to get everyone else to give the dollar bills...
Yeah, Lisa was talking to the microphone. She was talking to Mr. Microphone when I saw her.
This guy had his D&B... I mean, like, directly right at... How you doing?
That's my only memory of it was just, you weren't doing anything, but you were sitting there, and it was just the proximity.
Fire
hose man.
2 inches.
Yeah. The guy had his D&B, like, right in your face.
Yeah, it was just kind of...
It was right there.
Yeah.
It was right there, right in front of you.
Yeah, Frida got one of those wrapped around on the shoulder things.
Oh, see, she kept that from me. I didn't realize that.
Well, as you pointed out, was somewhat uncomfortable. I kind of ran away when all that. It was strange. I'm just glad I didn't fall. Because, I mean, I backed up so quickly when the village people guy came out, you know, when the guy with the police hat or whatever, that I almost tripped. Because didn't it start, like, out of nowhere? All of a sudden they were up on that bar and everything goes, right?
They said 9 o'clock is when the dancers start, and at exactly 9 o'clock, like, 3 or 4 guys appear up on the bar, and the next thing you know, it's D&B is everywhere.
It was amazing.
Jesus Christ.
And the one guy looked like he looked like your guy that would do that, and then the guy that was just standing in front of Lisa, you know, he looked
like a homeless guy.
He looked like one of the, one of the interns up at WNEW.
One guy, as you mentioned, came out in a cop hat and a G-string, and he also had a nightstick with him, and I forgot to tell you this, he was giving back rubs to the patrons, including your wife, with the nightstick.
My God.
I'm going to
wonder where that stick's been.
I'm going to have to take my wife to the doctor immediately after the show today. Immediately after the show.
Wow.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
Hi, we're great, thanks.
I just wanted to call in and say that congratulations, Don. And it's great to be a grandfather. It's all in how you feel anyway.
All right, thank you, honey.
And I want to go out to the strip club with Frida and Buzz's wife. Definitely. That'd be awesome.
So you would be comfortable going into a gay male environment because of the entertainment?
Sure. Why not?
All right.
Someone who you're with, it's all about all the fun and everything like that.
All right, honey.
And also, Mike.
Yes, ma'am.
No big deal about a divorce. Everybody goes through
it. It's not a divorce. Separation.
I'm going through it, too.
It's a separation.
Oh, separation.
All right,
okay, I mean, I'm separation. Been separated for 2 years and not even divorced yet.
Right. Really?
Yes.
No big deal.
Rob's in the back of the studio doing the drunken
thing. I'm still in the club. No, it's great to be a grandfather. No
big
what?
Deal.
So
it's not
what?
A big deal. Actually, it's a great thing.
It is wonderful.
Yeah. Mike, it's a great thing, Mike.
Yeah,
it's a great
thing.
What I was telling everybody last night.
It's wonderful.
It's hello. Terrific.
Don and Mike show.
I'd go.
Hello.
That club.
You know, on one of these lines is one of the guys that was dancing at the club.
Oh, really?
Good. Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike show. This is a dancer? Yeah.
What's up, Papa?
Oh, Papa. Somebody
hey,
else must
I want to know you seen the two ugliest MFs in the world last night, Larry King and Anus, on the show last night.
No, we do. We have a tape, though. We're going to get to it. Larry King had Don Anus on last.
Oh, my God.
God damn, there was a commercial for Jared Soft. I have a theme one.
That's when you get one of those cameras just splitting right in two.
Now, please say hello to, no pun intended, Peter, who was the dancer who had his D&Bs in Lisa's face last night.
Hey, way to go.
Yeah. I got
me hooked, line, and sinker that one. Hey, Peter, you were a good dancer last night.
Yes, I was.
How long have you been nude dancing in a gay club?
A long time.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Tom, talk in your real voice.
Hey.
How do you spell homo?
H-O-M-E.
Perfect.
Hey, Mike.
Home. Yes, Tom.
Where's Charlie?
Charlie's not here, Tom.
Charlie is too.
Charlie is in the next room, and he's asked me to ask you to do your deepest, most evil voice, like your devil voice.
Yes.
Really? Even worse than that. Even worse than that. Devil man. No, lower. Lower voice. Growl. Devil man. No, lower. Lower. He can't take
lower.
Direction.
Lower.
Roar like a monster. There you go.
Do the one where you say, yeah. That's the one I like.
All right, bye, Tom.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, he was just a one-trick pony.
Yeah, hello. Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Hi.
Hey, don't feel so bad. I became a grandfather at 32.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, your daughter was really a whore.
Wow,
32. Jesus. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I was wondering, I got a new scoop for Buzz.
All right.
I was wondering if you guys heard that George Theismann's son got arrested for crack cocaine possession.
That would be a legend.
No, that's a legend. No, Joe is a friend of the show.
He's a friend of the show, so we certainly don't want to say anything that...
is not true.
Hey, it's out on sports.yahoo.com.
Well, I hope it's not true, and we'll check things out.
All right, thank you. Joe, do you have a comment on that?
Don, Mike, both of you, idiots.
There you go.
You heard it from Joe himself.
That's quality Joe Theismann right there.
We certainly hope that's not true.
Yeah, I hope so.
Although, you know, I think like everyone, we'll get back to this tape in a second here. I think everyone, I'm on pins and needles a little today because when I got up and read the newspaper and the headline says, no longer are they saying be ready for a warning, you know, to be scared at some time.
They say today.
Today. Today's the day to be scared. Now, today, right here, today is the day to be scared.
Yeah, very, very strange.
If anything's going to happen, it's going to happen today.
And they, you know what's weird is I saw, I think he was the FEMA director who was being interviewed today, and he said, what can we do? As is always the case, what can we do with a warning like this? He said, well, the best thing to do is to live your lives as normally as you can and just be more alert. And I'm like, you know what? And then they say, well, can you tell us what we maybe should look for? He said, I'm not in the business of putting all my cards on the table.
Mm-hmm.
So what he's saying is, you know, beware. We have to go about our normal lives, pay more attention, and he knows what's going on, but he doesn't want the terrorists to know. It's a weird, weird
and today,
world.
And today's the day. Today's the day. They're not saying, hey, we got some information that sometime in the future they're saying...
Right.
Today.
Right. They're saying as early as today, which means it could be probably today, but could be tomorrow, the next day.
And you know what that says to me?
What?
That says to me, and I wish I had, I would have remembered this at the beginning of the show. I've got it in my notes here. I wanted to say this. Seriously, whatever you've wanted to do, I'm thinking that the government today is giving us a free pass. If you've wanted to drive your car backwards on the highway doing 80 miles an hour,
right,
go ahead. If there's a woman in the office who you've always wanted to approach, and you know she's always wanted it, go for it.
So you're painting a somewhat apocalyptic
run up
your charge card.
If you, yes, Buzz, that's my next one.
Right.
if there's something you've wanted to buy, but you're afraid you're going to go over your limit, or that, you know, what the hell?
Live your life.
Sure. Go buy it today. Live your life as if today were the last day of your life, because that's what the government is telling us. And I think if nothing bad happens today, what you can do then is go to court and say, when they give you the ticket for driving backwards on the road.
Yeah, I like it.
You say, but the government told me that today was the day that we would have another attack.
Right.
When you are sued for sexual harassment for banging the woman who you know has always wanted it.
Right.
You again stand up in court and you say, but the government told me today. When MasterCard comes to you and says, you rang up $6,000 in purchases on February 12th. You say, but the government told me today was the day.
So it's kind of like, and then when you're in court, you could do the Lester Burnham defense with the judge. Yeah, well, why did you do that? Your Honor, I was just an ordinary guy with nothing to lose.
Right. The government told me that today's the day. Today's the day that something's going to happen.
And you know what's cool about that is I've been saying that for about 2 weeks now. So, fits right in. No problem at all.
Today's the day. You know, and then there was a weird part of me thinking that, you know, I mean, when I got really deep into thought about this whole thing, I'm goofing, of course, obviously, but there's a part of me thinking that, well, what if they're right? They're coming out and saying that today's the day.
Yeah.
What if something really bad was to happen? What if something was to happen? What if a nuke hit D.C. today?
Mm-hmm.
What if that happened? I thought, well, then maybe that's why I found out that I'm a grandfather last night.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I suppose. You've been giving this a lot of thought. And, all I know from listening to you is if I was any woman here at WJFK, I'd just clear the hallways when you're walking down the hall.
All
what I it sounds like to me. That's the only thing I can make of that.
All I know is if a nuke hits D.C. today, thank God we all finally got a chance to go to a gay strip club.
Absolutely. One of life's experiences,
there
Rob.
May be no tomorrow.
Amen.
So keep living today.
What a strange world we live in.
As a matter of fact, let me just...
You're not going to proposition any coworkers, are you?
No, I'm just going to, what's Jessica's number?
Jessica Beadle.
Yeah.
I don't know, is she not on there?
I think we found out something.
Hey.
Hi, Jessica Beadle, please.
Hold on.
Position any coworkers, are you?
No, I'm just going to... I was going to say, just in case, you know.
What's Jessica's number?
just in case something happens.
Huh?
Jessica, are you there?
Yeah.
Jessica, hey, it's Don.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the air.
From the Don and Mike show. Have you heard the reports that today might be the day?
The day for what?
That the government, did you read the front page of the Post today?
No, I didn't.
All right, the government says that today's the day that there's going to be another attack. Maybe.
Oh, I did hear that.
Yeah.
I did hear that.
Well, just know this, that if it happens while we're here... I've chosen you.
Thank you.
There
you I feel go. So honored.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Consider it a compliment.
Thanks. Yes,
and please don't file any paperwork.
Gotcha.
There you go.
Just remember, if we hear the sirens, I'll meet you upstairs.
Not in Hedges' office?
Hedges' office
man.
Would be fine.
There you go.
Yeah, that might be sweeter.
Yeah. You don't even have to go upstairs.
All right. Thanks, Jessica.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow, congratulations.
And hold on, Rob would like me to make a call as well. We've all got our contingency plans.
Uh-huh.
If it's the end of the world. And Rob, if your lady's not there, I'm sure you can leave a voicemail.
Yeah, I think so.
I have dancing letters in my head now.
She should be there. I've seen her today.
Yeah, I saw her, too.
Boy, have I.
Hello.
Bobby?
Hello?
Bobby?
Yes?
Hey, it's Rob. How are you?
Hi, Bobby.
Hi, Bobby.
We're all on the air here, Bobby.
Just, if something goes down today,
mm-hmm.
with this warning from the government,
mm-hmm.
you and me, right?
You and me.
Okay, I'll see you upstairs.
Okay.
Don's got the first floor, but
beautiful.
Pardon
I'll see
me?
You in your office.
In my office?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
See you there.
255.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Now we took care of that. My turn, please. You don't need to look in that book. Just dial zero. Thank you. Rob's passing along right now.
Hello?
Hey, Colette?
No, Colette's at lunch.
Oh, she is.
Mm-hmm.
Would you tell her that I'd like to see her, Donna? Would you tell Colette that I'd like to see her when she comes back from lunch?
I will.
Okay, and tell her it's urgent.
I will.
Thank you.
Okay.
And maybe I need to talk to you as well. Okay, I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Just dial O. A big O.
What's wrong with two women?
Not at all.
That's the way I look at it.
Hey, the world's coming to an end, man.
Very, very good. Oh, crazy.
What the hell? Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Now, my name is Jake. I was at Ground Zero yesterday, and I got the ticket over to South Street Seaport. I noticed that it literally was 5 months, being yesterday the 11th. I'm just responding to the FEMA guy that says, you know, go back to your life normal. But he didn't want to put all his cards on the table and tell you what to look for. Well, Jesus Christ, if you put your eyes in front of your house and you look for the Jeep that's been running for 1 hour with no one there, or in a restaurant in the mall and you see the shopping bag or the brown paper bag laying there unattended, those are the things you look for. You know, how simple does it take to look for suspicious things?
All right, thanks. I'm glad you got it all worked out.
All right, man. See you later.
All right, thank you. Thanks for the call.
Yes.
I urge you to round up your credit card bills today.
I'm more confused now than I was before that call.
Drive your car backwards. Go ahead. Go crazy. Go nutty with that. Hello, Uri. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Uri.
Uri. Hi, Uri.
How you guys doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
I'm just a little bit worried that the FBI director may be into crosswords, so I don't know how well he can double task. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, not a good multitasker.
I don't know, and if he's anything like Buzz, we're screwed.
Right, okay, thank you, Uri.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
Thank you, my friend.
You got it.
We will hear the rest of our tape from Club What, the gay club, right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh. We're taking on Robert the Angry Mailman and four other disgruntled mail people.
Oh, I forgot. I am looking forward to that.
That's tomorrow night. We're bowling at the glorious Annandale, Virginia AMF.
Our home away from home.
The action starts at the reasonable hour of 7 p.m.
Well, fortunately, finally, a reasonable start time.
We'll see you there. Now, here's what we're doing on Thursday for Valentine's Day. I've given a lot of thought to this, and what we're going to do is ask for divorced couples.
Okay.
So you got to call in, and you got to register with Lisa and Joe, and come down and play the game on Thursday. We're going to be playing the reverse newlywed game. Now, we want couples who are either already divorced,
right,
or going through a divorce.
Okay.
And we're going to play it just like the newlywed game, except the questions are going to be, for instance, while you were married, what did you consider to be your spouse's most annoying habit?
And it's the same way as the regular newlywed game?
Yeah.
If your spouse matches your horribly embarrassing answer...
Yeah. In what way sexually was your spouse the most dysfunctional?
Absolutely.
What was the reason your marriage dissolved?
Yeah, and that, you know, you'll give them a little artistic leeway on that one, right?
Yeah, of course.
That's very good.
We're looking for matches. We're looking for, you know, you match the answer. What's the most annoying habit? Well, he used to sit on the couch and pick his ass while he watched TV. Well, then you
absolutely
say that, and boom, you got an answer. Of course, we'll have lots of questions, lots of better questions than that.
Fantastic.
And the good news is, for the divorced couple that wins our Valentine's Day reverse newlywed game, we'll be giving them $500 in cash.
And I guess this is for the divorced couple that knows the worst things about each other best.
And that is from Sprint PCS. Now you can save $150 on any two Sprint PCS phones with a mail-in rebate. See your local Sprint store or SprintPCS.com for details. Sprint PCS, the clear alternative to cellular, and I've just switched over to Sprint, and it kicks ass.
Wait, can you, I mean, I know you're serious about that, and I know we normally don't talk about clients because it sounds like we're being phony, but what is the deal with that? I mean, you've said that off air as well. What's so good about it?
The deal is that a lot of times with the other carrier that I used to have, which is also a client, so
yes.
I want to be careful.
Right.
Lots of dead spots.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of times I'd be driving along and talking to somebody, and all of a sudden it was hello. And even if I would be on the Beltway,
right,
and it would drop off. I would be on the New Jersey Turnpike, and the phone would just drop off.
Right.
I mean, there was no... what I'm saying is you'd be in a gigantic area with nothing but flat spaces and the thousands of cars, and the signal would drop off.
And it doesn't happen with this.
It does not happen with Sprint.
All right, cool.
I have gotten great, great service from Sprint.
Excellent.
I would appreciate something, incidentally, from the Sprint people for me mentioning this.
Of course you would.
And we got the cool new Sprint phones, the type where you just, for instance... when I want to call Lisa, all I do is just say to the phone, Rummy, and it dials her number.
Very cool.
And I say, Head, it calls Rabe.
Cool.
I'm going to change yours. Yours used to be Toxel.
Right.
And it would call Mike.
Cool, very cool.
So anyway, Sprint is great. They're giving us the $500. And if
I'll ask him, Buzz, what are you going to change mine to? I know Buzz, that look was telling you wanted me to ask him that, so I will.
Sure.
Have you given any thought what you're going to change it to?
No.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Because it can only be one.
A pretty good softball. You could have heard me.
It could only be one or two words.
Okay, all right.
So I'll let you know.
All right.
Gay divorcee, really doesn't. Courtship of Eddie's father, that's
right.
Too many words.
Mm. You always use Superman.
I'll come up with something. Anyway, if you're a divorce, if you're a divorcee, a divorcer.
Or somebody who's separated.
Yeah, or if you're separated. Yeah, that works as well.
Right.
Call 877-365-3636, or since we're playing the game from D.C. on Thursday, call 202-432-1067. Maybe you're not on best terms with the person that you're separating from, or the person you're divorced, or the person you're divorcing, but you can come together for one day to play the game against other couples, and... no naked stuff. Yeah, Mike.
I have a question, Don.
Yeah.
Will you allow couples who are technically not separated but are in marriage counseling to participate?
Yes.
Okay. Just wanted to ask.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. That in and of itself might be even more interesting.
We'll say this. If your relationship is in tatters,
mm-hmm.
if you're having problems
right.
with your relationship,
very good.
Ideally... divorced couples would be best.
Of course. Right.
But we'll accept just about anything. And we can take four couples to play this game.
I think this is going to be one of our best Valentine's shows ever.
On Thursday. And this is one of the rare shows we're doing that doesn't involve TNA and D&B.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody has to get naked because we think it'll be fun to do the reverse newlywed game.
How about chocolate for the ladies?
You've got it.
I'll get it myself. I'll bring the hearts in.
You've got it. Oh, well, we got someone already? Well, you really want to play? Hello?
Yeah, hey, how you doing?
All right, now, what's the deal? Are you breaking up? Are you divorced? Are you married?
We went through a separation. We've been separated a little over a year.
All right, now, do you think she would come down and play the game with you?
Yeah, absolutely. She's ready for you guys to call her if you want.
Oh, really? So she's ready, but you got to do that yourself.
You call her and you set it up.
Okay. What do I have to do now? I'm sorry.
Yeah, no wonder you're separated.
All you got to do is call her.
Uh-huh.
Tell her about the game.
Okay.
And there's no D&B, no TNA.
Okay.
We play just like the newlywed game, but the questions are going to be, for instance, one of the questions might be, and I'll ask you as a sample question, what was one way that your wife could never satisfy you sexually?
Okay.
What would your answer be?
Let's see. She would never let me do it in a bad place.
Okay, so
excellent. One answer.
And if she would match that, then you guys, we're going to play it just like the real game show.
Okay.
I think we just got a window into how much fun this game is going to be.
So hold on a second. You'll be the first couple.
Cool.
Hold on, please. Lisa will give you the information.
Least favorite body part.
So we need, that's on the list, Mike.
Thank you.
It's on the list.
Very good.
We need four couples, and we'll take the first four couples for the backwards, the reverse newlywed game.
I'm laughing already.
On Thursday's episode, okay? So call the D.C. number 202-432-1067. Call now if you would like to play the game on Thursday's episode, because Thursday is Valentine's Day.
Very good.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Great, thanks.
You guys, I think last week we're talking about a friend of mine that murdered somebody, or is accused of murdering somebody. You were reading about it in the paper, I believe.
I don't have any memory of that.
Nor do I.
No.
Well, he murdered somebody in...
Wait. What are you doing here?
Is this the guy who called in?
No, he wants to call in from prison to talk to you guys.
Does anybody remember? I don't know.
We got a call from a guy who said he had killed somebody,
and he just got out of prison.
Right.
No, not this guy. This happened in Prince William County.
No, we didn't have anything about that.
Anyway, what about him?
I don't know. You guys, somebody said you guys were on the air saying that you didn't believe the little punk did it. Just making a joke, you know?
No.
Oh, wrong show.
Wrong show, sir.
He's positive
Listen, we remember murderers on this show.
Yeah, and I also, let me say red flare. Hold on. Got a red flare here, okay?
Oh, yeah.
We're being worked,
gentlemen.
So let's, you know, everybody be careful. Right.
Okay, what you're saying is we're either heading towards D's Nuts or...
The crap
No, you're not.
The crap detector is throbbing right now. This guy is trouble.
I'm telling you, this is not a joke.
Well, okay, well, we had a guy call us last week and say he had just gotten out of jail for murdering someone.
No, this was a murder for hire in Prince William County.
Now, that was not on this show.
Over drugs.
Not on this show.
Okay, well, can he call in to talk to you guys about it?
Of course he can.
From prison?
Of course.
How would he do it? I mean, he can't... I don't know how that works. I think it's $1 every time he has to call, and it's billed to the phone that he calls.
Well, that's fine. Yeah, we've had cons call us before.
We'll accept the charges.
Okay, I'm going to have him call in.
All right, bye-bye.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
How weird is that?
I'm calling to talk to Don and Mike.
Yeah, you're talking to us. Hello?
Hey, I just got out of jail. Got to pick up some messages.
Okay, no, you're trying, you're goofing around.
Jesus.
Here's someone else to play the backwards newlywed game, though. Tracy?
Yes.
Hi, honey, are you separated, divorced?
What's separated.
Separated. Do you think he would come in and play the game with you?
Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
Beautiful. How long have you guys been separated?
For about 2 years now.
2 years. Okay. Great. Hold on a second.
Okay,
and,
great.
We'll sign you up. We'll see you Thursday, okay?
Thank you. Sounds good.
Okay.
This will be good.
Hold on. We might have our third couple already. Allison?
Yes.
Is your husband's name Howard?
No.
Okay. I was just wondering. It's a common name.
It's Marvin.
Marvin. Allison, are you separated? Are you divorced?
Well, we're separated right now. We live in the same household, but until one of us can move out, we've been separated for over a year now.
What's that all about? Sorry.
Well, it's hard to... No, honey,
I was kidding. I was making a joke. I know exactly what you're dealing with.
Mike,
believe me, I know exactly what you're dealing with.
That might be Mike's situation. Do you think that he would, Marvin would come down and play?
I'm fairly certain he will.
Okay, hold on. You get him down here on Thursday, Valentine's Day.
Okay, and what's the prize we're playing for?
$500.
Okay.
Okay, hold on just a second there, Allison.
Okay.
Don, all our couples, I think, are a lock. I do worry about Allison, though, because I think they might be in one of the more difficult times of this right now.
Could be.
Where you're really not sure what your partner's going to say.
You're right.
Very good.
Understood.
Very good.
So anyway, we got at least a couple couples, and we'll keep trolling for this. We'll take the first four, and we'll have a couple of backup couples just in case things go haywire. Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, gentlemen, how's it going? Rob, Buzz? Mike, sorry about the hard times you're going through.
Thank you.
And, Don, I got a name for you. I call you G. Diddy.
G. Diddy.
Hey, G. Diddy.
That's good.
G. Diddy.
And I just want to report something suspicious I saw at Manassas. I'm from D.C., but I just came out here, and I saw a guy with all of his teeth. I just wanted to report that. I thought that might be
something suspicious. Something
wrong.
Thank you.
Good eyes.
That's another reason to worry that I saw someone with all their teeth at Manassas, Virginia.
That's a good call. Go to the call box with that one.
Okay. So if you want to play the game on Thursday, I've already told you, call in for the reverse newlywed game. Now, back to the club wet tape.
Very good.
Good.
What you're hearing is we've been inside the club.
Yes.
We've seen the dancers. We've been with the homos. We've been with the lesbians. We are now outside the club, and we're going to talk to some of the gay men and women who we spent the evening with. Is that pretty much it?
I think that's
there we go. Okay.
Yes.
We've seen the dancers. We've been with the homos. We've been with the lesbians.
Where have I heard this before?
Hey, Rob, what am I doing here?
I had to check the air monitor.
Okay. All right. Okay. Wow, that's amazing quality.
We all were looking like dogs hearing a high-pitched whistle there for a second.
I will tell you, I've never been in a place like that, but I'm converted. I've decided I will become gay.
Now, we did actually stay past the half hour so that we could stay until the guys got up on stage.
Yes, until the bouncing D&Bs hit the bridge of our nose.
The current time is 12:30.
Mm-hmm. And I would like to... I'd like to point out as we stand outside that both my wife and Marcia Elston and Lisa and Gwendy are inside stuffing their hands down guys' pants. Yeah, we left.
Right.
We were outside and we realized that all the girls that came with us, my wife, Buzz's wife, Lisa, and our other friend Gwendy, They were all still inside.
Yes, having fun.
Still inside.
It's very cold here in Washington tonight, and we should point out that both of our pants are around our ankles.
Right. So let's get a quick hello from all of the guys, some of the guys who are in here with us tonight. What's your name?
Kirk.
Kirk, where are you from?
D.C.
Kirk, nice to see you. You are. Mike, hold on. I got to stop this because I believe we have another potential contestant.
Good.
For the backwards newlywed game. Hi, who's this?
This is Jim.
Jim, you separated, divorced? What's the deal?
Divorced, 11 years.
You think she'd come down and play the game with you?
I can check with this afternoon. Shouldn't be a problem.
Right, with that much time apart, it might be a little tougher for you to play the game, but it'll be interesting.
That'd be great to have a couple divorced 11 years.
Yeah, wow.
Do you remain in contact with her?
Yeah, we've got two kids together.
There you go. We've been together for a
while. Right.
All right, beautiful. But would you say you can't stand her?
Exactly.
Oh. So is it to such an extent where you don't know whether she'll play or not?
She should.
But you're not. But it's not a guarantee. I would say everybody'd probably be in that situation.
Yeah, but you know, you're talking about $500. Mm-hmm. Who couldn't use $500?
Exactly.
Sure, it'd be nice if they could get together and do this.
Legal.
Especially with that couldn't stand her part.
I can check with her this afternoon.
All right, Jim, hold on a second. We'll put you in our database. Hold on.
Great, thanks.
All right, so obviously we got four maybes. At least some of those will come through, but we need some more.
That's very good.
All right, so now back to the Club Wet thing.
Okay.
Jay, you're from?
Florida.
Hi, and?
Lance from Texas.
Lance?
Incidentally, that's a perfect gay name.
Oh, he even spells it gay. Luckily, I've never heard that joke before.
Hey, sorry, Lance. I'm trying to make a little comedy right here.
And now here is Terry, who is the leader of the bowling team, leader of the gay fraternity. Terry, now at least give us our props. We showed up tonight.
You made it. You have paid your debt to gay society, and we are very proud.
Please refer to Terry by his proper name, Chief Bitch in Charge.
But, Don, I didn't understand why you had to tip him so much money. And you would have taken all his clothes for much cheaper.
Honey, back here, what's your name?
Deborah.
I just panicked for a second. When you said honey back here, I didn't know you were going for it. I thought you might be talking to a guy.
Yeah, well, there's some lesbians that were there.
Yes, you know. This is Deborah. She's very nice.
Your wife looks good.
Oh, back that up.
That's a funny moment right there.
Yeah. She spent a lot of time with my wife. My wife was very popular with all the gays last night. Honey back here, what's your name?
Deborah.
Deborah?
I'm not so male, but your wife looks good.
Jesus Christ.
Still in life.
You, sir, and now I know you. You are?
Joseph.
Joseph, and I hung up on you, right?
Right.
When you called the show, and you cried and cried.
Yeah, I did.
Joseph, tell me, did Mike and Rob and the rest of us stand out like the sore hetero thumbs that we are?
Yes, you certainly did. I thought it was really interesting how everybody scattered from the bar whenever the dancers came out.
Except for Lisa.
Except for Lisa.
Yeah, Lisa, who's still in there.
And
it was really like bizarro world because Mike and I going away from a bar, that's just a weird, weird thing.
That doesn't happen very often.
I do want it to be known, though, that I spent time with all the gays.
Yes, you did.
I made time.
You know, we got to stop right now. You know, when this is going on, we are sitting, there's just a circle, so to speak, and we are talking.
Circle of jerks.
Well, there are about 30 people outside, right. and they're all gay, and you say, we spent our evening with the gays. It's just surreal. It was so weird to be out on the street in front of that club.
I made a point.
Right.
Of walking around the entire room.
You did indeed.
Saying hi to all the gays.
Yes.
I did.
I know. It's just funny when you said, I said hi to all the gays.
Hi, gays. I'm Don. How are you?
All of them.
I think we're going to make you an honorary member of Delta Lambda Phi.
I hate to know what the hazing is.
But Buzz is still in there.
What?
But Buzz is still in there.
Yes. That's right. Yeah, Buzz is still in there.
Don, I should say, being a member of a regular fraternity from college, the hazing in gay fraternities is identical to that of regular other people.
You, my friend, what's your name?
Jerry.
Jerry, now you're the guy that doesn't listen to us anymore?
No, I used to when I moved here in 85 from Dover, Delaware. But I can't get you in my office.
Gotcha. And, of course, and over here?
I'm Scott. You met my sister, Fonda Cox,
and you, my friend?
I'm Greg.
Greg, and of course, right here we have...
Cheryl the Bi-Dyke.
Yeah. Now, she's never said bye before. Cheryl, I think the question we all want answered, did you, in fact, enjoy coitus with Robert the Angry Mailman?
No, I did not, but we did do some deep kissing.
Wow.
Tell you right now,
somebody finds Cheryl like a fake mustache, she could have a hell of a time tonight.
And now here comes the biggest homo in the group.
Hello. Actually, I came out here to tell you that the dancers have now removed their G-strings and are dangling their manhoods in front of our wives.
You know what, is Dallas? Let's see if we can do something, Rob. Why don't you just hold my drink for a second, Cheryl?
Don't worry, they're not going to let you in.
We're going to prison. No. Slip a...
Is this where it goes south?
Yeah. Because I had the idea what we want to do is slip the microphone through the sleeve in my jacket.
Right.
And go inside and record some more, but we effed it up. Mm-hmm. Sorry about that. Slip that tape recorder in my pocket.
We're going. Okay, bro.
And then it just...
We're going to prison.
And let's just see if we can get in with the tape recorder, okay?
Speaking to the button.
Hold on a second. Hold on.
Kind of like we're listening to a scene from Mission Impossible, isn't it? And I think that's it.
That's it.
And that's the tape?
And what's sad is that we went back inside the gay bar, and we spent another 15 minutes in there, like talking to the guys, and some great stuff you missed out on because the tape recorder wasn't working.
Yeah.
I had the microphone coming out of my sleeve. I would walk up to the bar, and for instance, this guy standing right in front of Elisa with his D&Bs right in front of her.
You were doing an interview with him. It was a very special moment on the show.
And then I went over and interviewed my wife and Buzz's wife, mm-hmm. who did not want to leave. And
yes.
And then they had their mock kiss. And I guess we also missed Mike getting in his cab with your lawyer.
Yeah, so, I mean, we lost the whole end of the thing. Huh?
That's too bad. Sorry.
Yeah, what happens?
Well, that's in essence, us paying off our bet to Club Whack.
We were there over an hour.
Yes.
Yeah, I just think I'd like to, and I keep going back to that. We were there over an hour.
Well over an hour.
Well over an hour.
Hold on a second. I believe we have yet another couple for the Backwards Newlywed Game on Valentine's Day. Hello, Donna, Mike. Who's this?
Jason.
Hey, Jason, where are you from?
Hey, Woodbridge.
Are you married, divorced, separated, what?
Separated.
Separated.
7 months.
How long?
7 months.
Think she'll want to come down and play the game?
Definitely. She loves the show.
Beautiful. What are the problems?
She took off, got sick of me.
She took off and got sick of you.
I don't think he is.
All right, my friend.
Hello, brother. Of course, she didn't take off, so I don't know.
If you'll hold on a second.
The got sick of me part is, I look forward to meeting you, friend.
Okay.
Yeah, hold on a second, Jason. We'll sign you up for Thursday's game, okay?
Okay, thanks.
You take care of yourself now.
I'll try.
Beautiful. We're trying to come up with a different way to celebrate Valentine's Day every year on the show.
I'm really looking forward to this show.
And this year, seriously, this was thought of before Mike.
But it does kind of work out.
Had his problem.
It kind of works perfectly, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You just see me like eight guys that day just sitting in a corner.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's happening, fellas?
Hey.
Hey, I live in Reno, man, so I don't get to participate in the show anymore because they don't start you guys until 12 local time.
Right, Chewy.
But if your phones ever get slow, go ahead and give me a call, and I'll be on the air with you.
That is good idea.
All right, thank you.
All right,
thank you, Low Rider. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
I just had a quick question for you. Last night at the strip club,
see,
were there any attractive gay women there?
Yes.
Yes.
There were.
Answer yes. There were some lipstick lesbians there.
And I thought that...
They weren't all butch, huh?
I thought that black lady, Deborah, that wonderful. Sister was hot.
Yes, she was.
There was some other... I don't know if you caught him in the corner. There was one of the girls was wearing the Ashley Banfield glasses.
No, I didn't see that.
Over in the corner.
Wow.
Yeah. Very, very hot. Special word up to my man Chewy out in Reno.
Way to make the moment last, bro.
Thanks, dude.
All right, thanks a lot.
Oh, no, thank you, my friend. I was saying thanks to Chewy.
Hey, I want to say it's a shame that you're not in Reno. Okay?
But, I leave my phone number.
I leave my phone number when you talk sometime.
Yes. You got it, Chewy.
We ain't got no badges. We don't need no badges. I don't have to show you any stinking badges.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey, are you another one for the newlywed game?
Yeah, I want to come in and play.
Great. Are you divorced? Are you separated? What's the deal?
Divorced. Been divorced 2 years now.
Do you think she's willing to come down and play?
For $500, sure she would.
Very good. All right. Beautiful. What broke up the marriage?
infidelity.
Ooh. On whose part?
Hers.
Do you still think she'll come down after you said that?
Sure. She doesn't care.
Okay. All right. Hold on a second.
We're beyond it.
All right, you're beyond it. Great. Hold on a second, please. Well, let's keep the couples coming. 877-365-3636. In D.C., your number 202-432-1067.
Sure, she'll come down.
Begin playing the game. Playing the game on Thursday. We need at least four couples for the backwards newlywed game, okay?
This is popular. I can sense that already.
Huh? Got a break. When we come back, people are already complaining about this. We've not even done it yet.
Yeah, please send your letters to management.
get ready for the cancer corner.
Yes, the two disc jockeys without voice boxes.
I believe that we'll start by making a wacky call to one of our nutty phone things, one of our
newsmakers,
mm-hmm. and then we'll call the phone sex girls.
So get ready to hear the first two disc jockeys that don't have their voice boxes.
We'll be right back.
Chimney breath, tar sucking tobacco face, lung infested yellow fingers gives me opal using emphysema loving. These are not nice names, people. Smokers are people too.
Now, hold on. What?
Well, what happened there?
I don't know. Jesus H. Christ.
That was the Doobie Brothers, man.
Hold on. You know what? Well, let's play the tape again.
Ashtray mouth, iron lung, chimney breath, tar sucking tobacco face, lung infested yellow fingers gives me opal using emphysema loving. These are not nice names, people.
No.
Smokers are people, too.
That's the problem. There you go. Problem identified. Let me try another cut.
Run me a little while.
Let me try another cut.
Very good.
Oh, looks good.
Ladies and gentlemen,
God,
we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Like someone picked their nose and rubbed the boogers all over the back of that CD.
Isn't this the Doobie Brothers CD you stole from Club Wet?
Oh!
Look at it.
Oh, that's gross.
We will return to our regularly scheduled program momentarily. Please stay tuned.
All right, here we go. Let's give it a try again. I got a new tune in there.
Strain mouth, iron lung, chimney breath, tar sucking tobacco face, lung infested yellow fingers gives me opal using emphysema loving. These are not nice names, people. Smokers are people, too.
In desperate need of a good fecking, Don and Mike.
Right, yes, we are. Ides of March never let me down. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I would like to be a contestant.
Oh, for the backwards newlywed game.
Yeah.
Yeah, hi, what's your name?
My name is Jessica.
Jessica, you separated, divorced? What's the deal?
Almost 2 years separated. Divorce is scheduled for April 16th.
You think he'll come down and play the game with you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, beautiful. We'll see you Thursday.
Okay, what? Okay, is somebody going to get on?
Yeah, someone else will give you the information.
Okay, all right, thanks.
Hold on, thank you. Well, that's a lot of couples already. But
this is good.
Keep calling, because for sure some of them will back out.
Very popular.
Some of them, you got to know that they're going to go to the spouse, to the ex-spouse, and they're going to say, hey,
F you.
Let's go down to Don and Mike. Yeah, they're going to say, F you. So stand by. Keep calling if you want to play the backwards newlywed game on Thursday, Valentine's Day.
Yeah, the conversation might go, honey, do you want to play? Yes, I do. Okay, then I'm not going.
Buzz, I know that this is probably going to be a topic on your news show as well as it should be, but the Oscar stuff came out today.
Yes, it did.
And let me see. I know that I thought that movie, A Beautiful Mind, was boring.
Who does Oscar like?
One of the nominees. Moulin Rouge, you'll be pleased to know, is one of the movies that got nominated.
Excellent. That is a great movie. That is a movie, I'm going to go on a limb here and say, I know you haven't watched it, that you might even like that movie.
I don't think so.
You might like it because of its use of contemporary music.
Lord of the Rings got the most nominations, 13.
Did Nicole Kidman get a Best Actress nomination?
I'm going to have to look at the breakdown. I only have Best Movies
I'll tell you a surprise. I don't think she did, because Renee Zellweger got nominated.
For Bridget Jones?
For Bridget Jones's Diary.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was weird. It was weird and wacky. Anyway, I'm sure that'll be in the Buzz News show.
Very good.
Right. Later today. Okay, Rob, turn on the machine.
All right.
Let's see. We got to press all the buttons. Now, we think that we've got this worked out
very good.
So I go to...
UTL. Hi. How are you, Mike? I'm doing fine. Christmas, don't be late. See, you've got to do it a little lower like that. I just want to say that I'm really... Ever since I had my voice box removed. Welcome to Cancer Corner. Hey, got any dip? I'm your host, Joseph Campbell. And hi there, I'm Smokey Nicotine. Now we have a couple of different ways we can go with this. This is the sickest thing we've ever done. Smokey Nicotine. I'm Joe Campbell. And happy Tuesday. It's great to have everyone here. How are you? Let's find a story from today's news. Talk in monotone and lower. That's the way to do it. You got it, buddy. Very good. I can't help it. Sometimes I feel like laughing.
That's a good voice, though.
Did you? How's that new vacation home next to the nuclear power plant? Are you tweaking it?
No.
It sounds better now. It sounds like something we might be able to enjoy. I've been smoking since I was a little boy. How about you? Well, I've always said, filters. Who needs filters?
Do you want to try tweaking it a little bit now that you're both in here?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay.
Turn it down a little bit.
Yeah,
down. I sound a little more munchkin-y than Mike does. That's true. Turn it down. That's it. That right there. That's perfect. Hi, everybody. You're right. I gotta be monotone. You have to be monotone. Hi, everybody. This is Joseph Campbell. Fantastic. This is great. I just wished I... Man, it's all over the place. What the hell's going on with that thing?
Stop. Rob, stop screwing around with
it. Rob, it was great. Well, now it's completely effed. Rob, leave it at one setting.
All right.
Just leave it at one setting. I'll tell you right now, if we don't get this worked out, this bit is going to be ratings cancer. Speaking of, welcome to Cancer Corner. I'm your host, Joseph Campbell. I'm Smokey Nicotine. Good to have you with us today. You know who we could call as a return call? A doctor? No.
Who?
Someone we've recently crank called, though. Excellent. The lady who makes pig brains in Evansville, Indiana. I think that's a good idea. Now, this will be a way to test out the Cancer Corner. Then we'll call the phone sex girls.
What's the name of the show again?
The name of the show is... Well, we can't call it Cancer Corner.
Well, it would be Smokey and who?
It's Smokey Nicotine. Joseph, how about...
Joe and Smokey?
How about Smokey Joe's place? Smokey Joe's. Smokey Joe's.
Smokey Joe's show.
How about, how about Tobacco Road? We'll call it Tobacco Road. Brought to you... The Tobacco Road Show. Brought to you by Copenhagen. Welcome to Tobacco Road. And Rob, you'll have to give her the setup that we're two disc jockeys who have no voice boxes.
Yes.
I can't keep doing this.
Don't you want to reveal that to her when she picks up so you get to hear the reaction? Because if we tell her, if I tell her that, she may back out.
It's the Tobacco Roadshow to DJs who've had voice box.
I'll just call
history.
Smokey Joe's Tobacco Road and she'll be
all just call. Hi. So you enjoy eating pig sandwiches. Yes, it's always good to have you on the show. Thank you, lady. Hey, where's my Campbell's? Fantastic. So she makes pig's brains. I wonder if she smokes them. I'm smoking through my hole right now.
That's sad.
Hi, Buzz. Hi. That's how addicted I am.
Hi, Joe.
The sweet rush of nicotine.
They have the patch now, you know, Joe.
Yeah, the patch. Who needs the patch? You can't get the fine quality feeling of nicotine. Where's my red man chewing tobacco? Busy, bitch. Goddamn sea. How about some story to do with vegetarians? I can't wait to hear the instant feedback on this. I look forward to it. Let me take a nice drag on my lucky strike. Right now, I've got burning a cigarette, a cigar, my pipe, and of course, I have a wad of chaw in my mouth, just between my cheek and gum. Way to go, I hope you're enjoying that. Later on, we're going to go out and stand next to the freeway. And just breathe the air.
Great, this is Paul. I'm calling from the...
That's our producer, Paul. The Tobacco Road Show is brought to you by Skoll.
Come on the air to a brief interview with our host.
Very good. Boy, if I really started laughing, it goes like this. Yes, we have to keep it down here. Absolutely.
She's going to another phone.
Going to another phone. Remember, this is just the warm-up.
That's right.
Wait till we call the hot feet line. Fantastic.
Hey, show with us.
Most disc jockeys would give everything up after they had their voice boxes removed.
But not you guys.
We've decided to continue our career.
Brave men. Very brave.
No problem. Can we play a game?
Oh, it would be right now.
There's nothing like hearing Rob in the background. Sounding like a munchkin. Munchkin land. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Joe.
Let me move my bib.
On line nine.
Line nine. Here's the setup. Why am I talking like this? I can just say it to you. Mike, here's the setup. It looked like the friendly skies might not be so friendly to vegetarians.
Really?
Ever since September 11th, heightened security has caused airlines to eliminate eating utensils.
I never ate vegetables.
That means...
Or fruit.
That means a lot of vegetarian dishes have been ditched in favor of finger foods like cold cuts and chicken nuggets.
I love cold cuts and beef.
So the guy wants airlines to put more... vegetarian-friendly food on airlines.
That's a lady, Joe.
Hey, Joe. Joe, you know what food needs? More chemicals. Please.
Have some lovely smoked meats.
Smoked meats. That's a wonderful salad. Would you put some ammonia on it for me, please?
Tasty. Sweet taste of nicotine. All right, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Hold on. Hey, Rob,
do you think the lady will be uncomfortable?
talking to Joel Camel and Smokey Nicotine.
Wilson.
Tell her I'm look. Tell her one second. I'm looking for the theme song right now to our show. God damn it, I've got it on one of these CDs. Is it Smoke on the Water? Smoking in the boys' room.
Smoking in the boys' room.
Got it.
Fantastic.
Here we go. Hold on. Hold on.
Where are my paints? Where's my paint set? I need another dip. God, this is great chewing tobacco. I really like that. It really makes me relax.
Are you ready?
That first nicotine buzz.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
Very good.
How you doing out there? You ever seen there one of those days where it just seems like everybody's getting on your case?
How are you doing out there?
Well, you know, I used to have about all.
This is Tobacco Road. I'm your host.
Let me tell you about it.
J.C. Joseph Campbell. And I'm Smokey Nicotine. And both of us have had our voice boxes removed. But we are continuing to do our radio show. And we are joined this afternoon by Jerry Coffey from Huntsville, Alabama. Jerry, are you on the line?
I'm here, loud and clear.
How are you?
I'm fine.
I hope you will be able to communicate with us, even though we have had our voice boxes removed.
Well, I think so, yes.
Very good.
Thank you. Let me say that it's sad the way society treats those of us who have lost our voice boxes due to our lifetime smoking and chewing of tobacco. However, even with our love of nicotine, there's nothing we love more than vegetables.
Speak for yourself, Joe. I do not care for vegetables. How about you, Jerry? Do you enjoy vegetables and fruits in your diet?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, once we learn better, that's all our diet consists of, except with the addition of seeds and nuts.
I'll tell you something. There have been two times that I've been upset in my life in relation to flying. One of the times was when they banned smoking on commercial airlines. The other time was after 9/11, when they started to change the airline food and they stopped serving my vegetarian meals. Do you share my level of upsettedness over this?
Well, yes, I do, but let me give you some reasons why I think they are missing, the airlines are missing a wonderful opportunity to have a...
I hate kale, and I hate turnips. Stop it. I'm sorry. Be open-minded towards vegetables. I will. You're open-minded towards tobacco products. I love tobacco. All of its forms.
You know,
tobacco.
Some people would rather die than switch. They do die.
You got that right, Sander. That's why we're here doing the show now. We have both lost our voice boxes, yet we are continuing to broadcast and, sadly, continuing to smoke. And I will tell you that even though we do the show now, that's not like the show we used to do. We want to say thank you to our fine sponsor, the Philip Morris Company.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, but we are not here to talk about cigarettes, pipes, cigars, or chewing tobacco. Pardon me, I'm going to take a drag through my blowhole. We are talking about vegetables. Unlike
what the airlines are concerned about?
What?
First of all, they're concerned about their bottom line, money. Second, they're concerned about safety.
Safety.
Third, they're concerned about health.
That's
they can cover all
good.
Three things.
Oh,
they
Jerry.
Can save themselves a lot of money.
Jerry.
Yes?
Can I ask you something?
Yes.
Don't you feel society makes too much of a big deal about health?
Oh, no, not at all, because
I do.
You can't enjoy life if we're not healthy.
No, you can enjoy life. I would consider myself very unhealthy, and I've adopted a unhealthy lifestyle. But I will tell you this now, I've never been happier because I'm still smoking.
But that's going to be short-lived. Wouldn't you much rather longer life?
I, on the other hand, Jerry, speak from experience. I realize that smoking has destroyed my voice box, yet the demons will not let me stop. I don't want to smoke through my blowhole, but I'm continuing to. But I'm trying to balance it out with my favorite vegetarian dishes. Oh, ew. I don't like vegetarian dishes, Jerry.
I think that's only because you haven't been introduced to some delicious vegetarian dishes.
I would rather eat a tobacco leaf than a lime bean.
And what is your first name, please?
My name is Joseph.
Joseph.
And my
Joseph,
name,
what's
my
your
name,
favorite food?
She's talking to me, I believe, because I'm the vegetable lover. Go ahead,
but
Joe.
Joseph, what is your very favorite dish?
I will tell you what I had the other night. I was dining at a restaurant in Manhattan called Melissa Blue. I had a wonderful tofu and some type of egg, a salad in an oil vinaigrette, and of course, a pack of camels. Excuse me. Watch out there, you're leaking. I would have to say my favorite vegetable would be broccoli. Broccoli. But I enjoy most of my meals with tofu. If only I could stop this smoking. Damn this habit. Damn.
Something that would help you stop that smoking, I believe, would be carrot juice.
I can't think of anything more unappealing than carrot juice.
Have you ever had any, Joseph?
I don't. Now, that's, you're talking to me, smoky nicotine.
I understand that.
I do not like anything made with vegetables. I enjoy baby back ribs.
Well, you don't. Do you like lasagna, for instance?
Only if it's frozen lasagna with lots of preservatives.
Oh, you're just determined to do yourself.
He is on a death march.
No way.
I will drink the carrot juice that you are asking, Jerry.
Well, how about an almond milkshake? Or a banana split made without dairy products.
Delightful. But unfortunately, while I would be having that banana split, I would also be enjoying my pipe and my cigar. And my cigarettes.
You know, I guess everyone has some vices, but if you're going to have that vice, you might make up for or help.
You know what?
Tolerate it by having some delicious vegetarian food.
Jerry, can I tell you my idea of a good meal?
Please.
I'll tell you right now. The other day, I had a pinch of Copenhagen, after which I ate some pork rinds, a Twinkie, and Mountain Dew. That's my favorite soda, Mountain Dew Code Red.
Well, we're making some delicious sangria because we have a class tonight. We teach a class called Healthy Alternatives.
I find that food tastes better if it's artificially colored. I am sad to say that my friend Smokey is not as evolved as I am. I know. Speaking on behalf of all of the camels, they're all deceased now, except for me, Joseph. I wish to turn over a new leaf, and not a tobacco leaf. Oh, you're making a big mistake. I will not stop smoking, but I do want to eat healthier.
Joseph, do you have a website?
I do.
Why don't we exchange websites? And I've got lots of information on my website that you might find interesting.
Beautiful. What is your website, Jerry?
www.allcreatures, allcreatures.org/CB.
Beautiful. Now
CB stands for Coffee Break. My name is Coffee. And that coffee is spelled C-O-F-F-E-Y.
Let me give you mine, and then I will give her mine.
Please.
Mine is as follows. S-C-A.
Pardon me? S-C-A?
S-C-A.
And that is S as in Sam?
No. S as in Sam, C as in cat, A as in average.
Okay.
T-L-O, T as in Tom, L as in love, O as in ovarian.
Okay.
V-E-R, V as in vegetable, E as in eat, R as in refrigerator, .com. That's my own personal website. Please log on and sign the message book.
Okay.
Would you like mine?
What is your radio website?
Mine is www.
What was that? Were you,
wait a minute.
Close?
I haven't finished. www.aintgotnocigarettes.com. Our station site is www.tobaccoroad.com. We're a syndicated show on many stations throughout America. I hope you've enjoyed speaking with us.
Yes, I have.
Jerry.
Yes, I have, Joseph, and I hope you'll check out our website.
You're talking to Smokey, not Joseph.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you. Let me say thank you for speaking with us, even though we are two dust jockeys who have both lost our voice boxes. Right now, Jerry, we are giving you a giant yellow thumb up.
Well, you have a good day, Joseph and Smokey.
We will. Hold on, please, while our producer gives you our number again. Thank you. I need a cigarette right now. I've got one right here. I have an entire carton. Give it to me. I don't want to give you my cigarette.
Give me a cigarette.
No.
Damn, I didn't smoke during the whole interview.
I will give you my bag of beech nut chewing tobacco. But I will not give you my last carton.
Alright, now turn the stuff off. Turn the stuff off. Okay.
All right, there we go.
Now we'll be able to hear Rob's.
Wow.
Rob's discussion with the woman.
Mm-hmm. See how it went.
Hi, Jerry. Hi, it's Paul, their producer. How do you think it went? They are a little verbose, but it was a very intriguing interview. Don't you think it's amazing what they do? Life is built... Oh, yes. Life has dealt them a bad hand, and they've made lemonade out of the lemon.
Christ.
Now, they're doing quite well. You'd be amazed. They're very healthy for men of 38.
So,
didn't they mention their name, their ages? Yes, they're 38 years old. Yes, she graduated, I believe, class of 81.
See if we can confuse her more. She doesn't know what to think.
They both have, they've taken their voice boxes out, yes. Well, actually, Smokey has cancer. Joe took his voice box out as a precaution.
Voluntary.
It was a voluntary surgery.
The funny is this poor broad is still on the line with Rob.
I can't wait to hear what happened on the other side.
Is that really they've worked the cigarettes into their contract. They are paid partially in cash and partially in cigarettes.
and with our sponsorship. You know, they don't really sponsor radio programs.
Okay, knock it off.
Okay, hang up on her now. Tell her that. That's it.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know what? I have to say good day.
Good day to you.
I'm sorry?
She's concerned about you guys.
Well, you want to go to the website? Scatslow? No, no.
Okay, well, tell your caller. You gotta go.
They're going on the air.
Gotta go. Oh, my God, the studio's on fire.
Oh, well, that's it.
Rob.
So much for calling her back.
Rob.
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
That poor woman.
This is the funniest goddamn thing I've ever heard my entire life.
So now I guess that way, like, now we've turned around the Pete Boss and Less Human
good.
People.
It's good.
I liked you, Foggy Bottom and Smokey Joe yesterday, or whatever their names were, but this is hilarious.
You wait until our next break. We really should wait on this, but I can't wait. We've got to call the phone hose.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Hey.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that was terrific. I was at work with tears in my eyes.
Okay. Thank you, my friend. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Gramps and Mike, that was pretty funny. A lot better than yesterday.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you. Todd. Hello, Todd. Hey, you there, Todd?
Todd.
Bacco.
Yeah, what?
My name's Todd Bacco. Listen, I'm glad you plugged Philip Morris.
Todd Bacco.
Todd Bacco, okay.
All right, goodbye. And then we got another instant feedback saying your name should be Nick O'Teen.
Nick O'Teen. I like that. I'm Nick O'Teen.
Let me see. Holy effing S guy. Now, here's some of the instant feedback.
Good. Okay.
Holy effing S. Hearing this makes me never want to lift another cigarette again.
No, that's good, too.
This is giving me the effing willies. Yeah. Yesterday sucked. This rocks.
Okay.
There you go.
All right, one more call, then we got to break. Jonathan, are you there? Jonathan?
Speak to us, Jonathan.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, John.
Hey, that was the funniest dancing I've ever heard.
Okay.
Best bit ever.
Well, I hope you don't mind. We ran it into the ground. We're going to call the phone horse next.
Toodaloo ass.
Wow.
Donna Mike, hello.
Donna Mike?
Yeah.
I am totally grossed out, but I can't stop laughing.
Very good.
Yeah.
All right.
I think we got a home run here.
Phone horse.
We got a phone. We got a phone horn. A break coming up next.
I think some smokes are going into the garbage today too.
We got a winner. We got a winner with this one. Hey, Liz, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey guys, that was actually painful to listen to. I'm in my car on the turnpike, and I'm just like, oh my god, like shaking and twitching, just like my hands at 10 and 2, like just staring at my pack of Marlboros on the dashboard in fear.
All right, thank you, honey.
Bye.
Certainly better response than we got yesterday with the harmony.
Very encouraging, man.
All right, phone whores are next, and we will be right back.
And Mike show.
It doesn't smell like a cigar.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Right.
Ignorant. The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, I thought I stopped it just in time for it to go kung fu fighting.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
Let me just try that one more time. With this thing here, the...
Totally devoid of butt weevils. The Don and Mike Show.
Right there is where you stop it.
Yep.
That's where you stop it. Yep. So it goes like this.
America's favorite helmets, Don and Mike.
Everybody was kung fu.
Sorry, we're a little anal about this.
That should be it.
Everybody, what? All right, hold on. Got it.
Get it just right.
Mm-hmm. Look at that son of a bitch. The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, no.
Hold on. Do it again. What would you do? What's the time code?
It's 249 flat, I think.
249 flat? All right. Give us a second, everybody.
I think that'll do it.
Got a great ass, Don and Mike.
It was kung fu fighting.
No. Hard to do it when it's not in queue.
You know, sometimes when you have it, you got to get it just right. It's a quest, isn't it?
Sorry.
I'm the same way. No, it's, you know, I understand.
Now we're slowing down the show.
Oh, I think I got it now.
All right, hold on.
God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
Everybody was going for
it. You did it. There you go. Very good. That's tighter than a,
yeah.
A cunz nunt.
I think everybody wanted you to finish that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello,
listen, the lines are open for the reverse newlywed game that we're playing on Thursday for separated or divorced couples, okay? We've got plenty of couples who are telling us they're coming down.
Very good.
Giving away $500 in cash. Call us if you'd like to come down and play the game on Thursday, the reverse newlywed game. Yes, hi there.
Hi. Hi. Tony in Annandale.
Hi, Tony.
I was calling. I knew somebody who had that tracheectomy thing. She had her voice box taken out.
Yeah.
It sounds more like sort of a cross between what you're doing and Daffy Duck. It's real juicy.
It's juicy.
You got to get more liquid in there.
Well, you know,
I think we're doing the best we can.
Yeah. We're trying, my friend.
You get the idea.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
It's got to be juicier.
More liquid.
Hello, Don and Mike.
All I have to say about that stunt back there is it was sweet and smooth.
Okay, wow. Thank you, my friend.
The audience has weighed in. They've embraced
you.
It.
All right. Boy, you know what? What we should really do here is just a short break. Yep.
And then come back with the
come back
the hose.
And do a break long enough.
I think that's a good idea.
Where we can spend like a good 15 or 20 minutes with the phone hose.
Very good.
So let's take a couple of calls and let's just screw around for a second. Well, turn it back on.
Oh, dear.
Just turn it back on. I mean, we're just going to screw around for a couple of seconds. We might as well screw around with this thing.
After all, where's my lighter? Where's my butane? Listen to this. Can you hear this? I don't think they can. That's my butane lighter. Hello, this is Joe Camel, and I'm Smokey Nicotine, but my friends call me Nick-O-Teen. Hello.
Hey, Nicotine, it's Altoid.
Altoid, you are the enemy of the Tobacco Road Show.
Absolutely.
Hello, Tobacco Road.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, this is Smokey Joe and Nicotine.
Yes, it is. Thank you.
I would just like to say that the last interview was excellent. I enjoyed it very much.
Don't try this unless you have the right equipment. We'll get a carton right out to you. Hello, Tobacco Road.
I'm finding this conversation very offensive.
Thank you. Thank you for the compliment. Thank you, my friend.
You should not give us a hard time. There is a small minority of us out there who can't.
Thank you. Thank you. He's an insensitive hump just like us. Hello, Tobacco Road Show.
Hello?
You're on the air. What can we do for you?
Oh, I knew you guys wouldn't let me through otherwise, but you guys suck bad.
Thank you so much.
What do you mean, let you through? You're
killing me here. You got nothing better to do?
You called unscreened, you stupid asswipe. Take him off the line. Don't let him ruin our fun.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Toodaloo, ass. Here, smoke this. Hey, wipe. Smoke my hog. My yellow hog. Like I did at Club Wet. I smoke so much my fingers, my toes, and my genitals are yellow and stained.
Wow.
How about some chew. Hello, Tobacco Road Show.
You guys, you sound so beautiful. Can I have you sing at my wedding?
We cannot sing. We can only recite.
I had a question for you.
We could sing love songs.
That would be great. I'm wondering, too, Brett Favre is going to give my wife away.
Absolutely.
My move.
I know that this was a tough topic for you yesterday, but as we go to break so we can conserve time to talk to the phone whores, maybe we can take just a moment to sing a tribute to a friend of ours, Mike O'Mara. Very good. Want to go line for line? Yes, if I can, I'll take the top. When I was alone, I never needed anyone. I don't know the lyrics. And making love was just for fun. You can take the hook. Those days are gone. I'm making love to my cigarette now. Living alone. I think of all the friends I've known. And when I dial the telephone, nobody's home. Ladies and gentlemen, the song stylings of Nicotine. Want to be all by myself. One more time. All by myself. Don't want to be all by myself. I'm not by myself. I have a little dip cup right next to me filled with skull. When we come back, thank you for your kind indulgence. We will see how the phone hoes handle the men without their voice boxes. We'll be right back. Rob, I see no need to turn the machine off. Leave it on. This bit is getting me excited. Hey, Rob.
You have a live spot this break.
We'll do it as this. We'll do it as Joe Camel and Smokey Nicotine. We'll be right back to call the phone hoes.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, you should be coming on pretty soon, dude. How much do you smoke?
This will be a little demonstration of that. Listen up. That was my skull. I'm so wasted.
Artfully avoiding terms like Jew, fag, and retard. It's Don and Mike.
We're back. Welcome to the Tobacco Road Show. In order to save time, we have pre-dialed the phone hose. Rob is going through the exercise where they ask, for instance, what are the last four digits of the phone number you are calling from?
Right.
So momentarily, we will be getting right to the phone sex.
This will be great.
Nothing quite like a phone hoer. Put your fingers in my blowhole. Oh, baby. Do you like to smoke? Are you to the point where she's asking you the last four digits yet?
She's put me on hold again.
She's put you on hold again. On the road again. Now I have to do the thing where I say, Don and Mike, you're on the air. But beyond that, we're in.
Hello?
Like Flynn.
Hello?
Hello.
They've hung up.
Those dumb bitches understand all you want to do is get. Well, I might as well just dial it, Rob. Hold on.
I think they recognize the caller ID number at this
point. Hi, sexy. I thought we'd save time doing this off the air.
You tried.
Where's my sun lamp?
Oh, see my long, firm, and shapely.
Boy, never mind. I'll just handle it myself. I'll even give her the last four digits of the phone number.
Freshly painted.
Sounds hot.
Oh, my body gets hot all over.
Put your toe in my blowhole.
And tickle my tiny toes with your tongue.
Tickle my bandage.
Come a little closer and let my tiny sight.
Let's smoke.
With the high arches.
You all like
over your heart.
Me.
Uh-oh, you must be 18 for these hot.
We are 18. I have ashtrays that are 18.
It's sponsored by Boulevard Entertainment.
My fingers are yellow.
Call 1-800-777-12.
Shut up, bitch.
3 seconds after the tone.
Bend over. Your ass would be a nice ashtray.
Please be aware that customer service time may be billed at the prevailing permit rate.
That's fine.
May be monitored
we are not paying for it. Here comes the whore.
Hello?
You're on the air, Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello.
Sexy.
Well, we successfully scared the first one anyway.
At 011-690.
Do you know later on the Tobacco Road Show, we will be doing arts and crafts with cigarette butts.
Today,
we are going to make a gingerbread house of
their butts. Rates may range from $3.99 to $4.99.
I'm going to use cigar bands. Hello? Hello?
Oh.
Hello?
They don't want to play.
They don't seem to want to play the game. Bitches. What do you think the problem is,
Rob? I don't know. Same thing happened with me. They threw you to that other recorded recording, right? Recorded recording.
Like
that
they
other
could not hear. Hi. Hello, sexy. All right, you know what? I'm going to put this on hold. Rob, pick it up. Let us see what happens. And wait until she asks. When she says hello, just say hello. And then she'll ask you for the last four digits from your phone number. And then you will have the DJs, minus their voice boxes, talking to phone whores. Is there anything sicker? I don't think so. I'm smoking right now. I'm smoking out of all of my orifices. My mouth, my bung, my ears,
yes,
and I have two cigarettes in my nostrils. You should see him. He looks like a forest fire. And I have a tiny candy cigarette coming out in the hole of my wet thing. Wow, that looks like it could be painful. Man, oh man, do I need a smoke. How about one now? Here's a light. Thank you. These are delicious. They're called more. Just like the ones Larry King used to smoke. And I've been asked to mention, for the record, we're doing this bit as a way of promoting non-smoking.
Absolutely.
So when you call to complain, you should actually be calling to thank us.
That's true.
Thank you. I say thank you. What the F is going on, Rob?
That time it went straight to the recording, so the next time we get the recording, I'll just dial the number that's on the recording.
Boy, that sounded very clear and understandable on the harmonizer. We're having some fun now. The hot feet line has let us down. I am very, very discouraged. Let me go to another line, maybe the hairy girl hotline. Nothing like a nice hairy girl. 1-900 F-U-N, C-word. There you are.
That'll be good.
That'll be lots of fun. 1-900-F-U. Oh, dear. And if you listen carefully, he may spell a dirty word. There you go. We're trying a new one now. 1-900-FUN-C-WORD.
Hi. Hope you're looking for someone who just became legal, because that's what I am. I'm kind of new to this, so I hope you can help me along. Get ready. This call is brought to you by Boulevard Entertainment, starting at only $2.50 per minute. You must be 18 or older to use this service.
Great.
For customer service, call
1-800-777-1249.
Billing will begin 3 seconds after the tone.
All right, now let's get through the beginning of this crap.
This call has an access fee of $5.99.
Right.
Please be aware that customer service time may be billed at the prevailing permanent rate, and calls may be monitored for quality purposes.
Bitch.
One moment, please.
Give me a whore and a cigarette.
Hey, sexy. I'm Dina. Thank you for calling. But I have a brand new number, so call me at 011.
Where's my tobacco shampoo?
That's 011-690-5404. Immediate connection is assured when you dial 10-10-33.
Tomato juice. Carrot juice. How's about tobacco juice? Are they coming online? No. Did you write down the other number? F them. We're calling the other number now. Boy, this is frustrating. Thank goodness we have our smokes to get us through. That's right. I'm playing with a Vermont teddy bear. I got the smoker bear. Put it on hold as soon as you get through.
It's a fax machine.
It's a fax machine.
Fax machine.
God damn it.
Where are the whores?
We are so frustrated by this game. Damn it to hell. Well, let me go through my list. I have a list here. It's a list I made up on my own.
Try
Salem, Newport, Marlborough, Kent, Tarryton, Pall Mall.
Tarryton.
I'd rather fight than switch. I'd rather remove my voice box than switch. I'm trying 1-900-8
girl. Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
What is happening to our phones? Are they discriminating against because we have lost our voice boxes?
Yes.
That makes me angry. Hey, Joe Camel.
Anyway.
Yes, nicotine. I'm having a nicotine fit.
This service is brought to you by Creations. If you're under 18 or do not wish to...
Thank goodness for 1-900-BJs. Fantastic.
A $4.99 connection fee will be added to the cost of this call.
Thank you.
Billing begins 3 seconds after the tone.
1, 2, 3. Do it.
To help our hot girls give you just what you're looking for, please say your name and the state you're calling from at the tone.
Joe. Virginia.
Rocco Country.
If you're on a rotary phone or do not make a selection, you will automatically be connected to a fantasy girl for one-on-one talk.
Right.
At only $4.99 per minute.
I'm in a rotary chair.
Okay, baby. Here we go.
Here we go, Mike.
Fingers to press my... I mean, the right buttons. No matter what your pleasure, we're about to please.
Do it.
In your touchstone zone, pick a number. Starting with number one, we've got blonde girls. Thank you, sexy.
What
remember, you can push the star key at any time to
Jesus,
talk to a different
just been a live woman.
Please hold on a
second. Where is the woman?
I know you'll enjoy
it. She's coming soon. I enjoy it when the tape recorder.
This dream girl is getting ready to talk with you.
She's getting ready to talk to us.
Don't hang out.
She's showering. There is my lighter. I gotta tell her she's on the air. Don and Mike, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Please don't discriminate against me or my friend because we have a voice box. We do not have voice boxes, but we'd like to talk. How are you?
Oh, my goodness. I think you sound really cute.
Hi, my name is Joe, and I am Smokey.
What? Your name is Joe?
And my name is Smokey. What is your name? Smokey.
Smokey?
Yes, it is Joe.
And your friend name is Joe?
Yes, yes. What is your name, sexy?
Oh, my God. My name is Jamie, and it's a pleasure talking to you.
Jamie.
Why did you say I want to discriminate? I don't want to discriminate, sweetie. I think you're really cute.
By so many people in our society.
In what society?
Our society discriminate against us because we have no voice boxes.
Really? Oh, my God. I've got to tell my girlfriend this, you know?
Hey, Jamie.
She's going to be really mad if I tell her this because, you know, she shouldn't think that anybody should discriminate against anybody.
Hey, Chewy.
Hmm?
Do you smoke?
To me?
Yes.
No.
We are lifelong smokers.
You're a chain smoker?
Oh, I'm chain smoking right
really?
Now.
Really?
Me too.
Oh, you're going to have to tell my girlfriend that.
I want to get off. I want you to put your fingers in my blowhole.
You're a very naughty chain smoker.
Put your fingers in my blowhole.
Listen. You are so bad today. I think my girlfriend would like to say hello to you and tell her exactly
what you told
me.
Wait a minute. Don't put us off. Wait a minute. You're discriminating against us because we have no voice boxes. You were trying to hang up on us.
Hello?
Hello. Who is this? We are on the air. We are two men without...
Hey, how you doing? My name is Anne. What's yours?
We are both here, and we do not have voice boxes. Hi, my name is Joseph, and I am... My name is Smokey. Hello. Are you a hot... Are you a hot young piece of ass? Hello. Do
okay,
me.
I'm sorry. We said that you're minors at this point in time, so we're going to terminate this call.
We are not minors. We are not minors. A-hole. A-hole. C-word.
Discrimination.
Well, I think we've learned a lesson today.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Joe? Smokey. She thought we were kids playing around. I'll tell you right now, I'm hungry after all of that. I'm going to have some chewing tobacco with vinaigrette dressing. That tastes good. You know, with all the times we've called the whores, we've never frightened them quite like that. We think you're minors. That's why she wanted us to talk to her supervisor.
Mm-hmm.
I'd lay odds a few cigarettes were put out during that conversation. That'll do it for this episode of Tobacco Road. Thank you for joining. We'll be back at some point in the future to scare other people. Until then, remember, if cigarettes were so bad, how come you can buy them everywhere?
Good question.
My point exactly.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Whoa, there you go. It's turned off. Okay. Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
God damn.
Wow.
That was funny.
Big fun.
I love that.
That's as uptight as they've ever gotten. I mean, you had one, go to the other one, go to the other one, go to the supervisor.
We've determined your minors.
Goodbye.
Click. Buzz, what's the lead story today?
Today, the latest on the latest terror alert.
Oh, right. I almost forgot about that.
Yeah, don't forget.
Go out and do whatever you want, everybody. It's the end of the world. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comment.
News and
coming
comments.
Up coming on up. The Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very...
professional. This is the Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from... from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Right, right.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
All right, we'll find out here.
Come, cup their peaches. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Now listen, Thursday, Valentine's Day, we're celebrating by playing the reverse newlywed game. We're going to get couples who are divorced or divorcing or separating for $500 in cash from Sprint.
Wow.
Sprint PCS, the clear alternative alternative to cellular. Now, unlike a lot of our games, no T, no A, no D, no B. Fully clothed.
Yeah.
Four couples. And we'll play it like the newlywed game, except their questions are going to be like, what's the most annoying habit that your ex had? What's the ugliest body part? How is he or she worst in bed?
There you go. I like the body part question.
Who's the member of the family that you hated the most? The ex's family. So if you'd like to play, I think we've got a couple of couples already for sure. We've got some couples that have to check on it. 877-365-3636. We'll have four couples in here on Thursday to play the reverse newlywed game, just like they played it on the TV show, except these are people who are getting divorced or separating or are, in fact, divorced. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hey.
I thought we had a... Are you calling for the divorce newlywed game?
No.
Oh.
No, I'm not... This is Don and Mike?
Yeah, who's this?
Hey, this is Brian. I'm calling about that last bit about Joe and Smokey talking to the phone horse.
Oh, hi.
That was hilarious.
Thank you. I think we may have gone, just like everything that we do on the show, a little long with it, but...
Yeah, well, I think it was fun. And, you know, I think you'll hear from them again.
Yeah, they'll be back.
Joe and Smokey will be back.
Rock.
Thank you, my friend.
Toodaloo ass.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, yeah, this is Bill from Spokane.
Hi, Bill. All right, thanks, Bill.
That's a nice call. Thanks, Bill.
Wait, what do you want, Bill?
Oh, I just want to know if Mike's going to play the game.
No, I was thinking about coming in and, having it one-sided, because the one thing I'm not about in all of this is really, saying bad things about my wife. That's not going to happen. I'm not going to do that. But I wouldn't mind coming in with a list of the things that, the top 10 things that she has a problem with me about. Would you like that?
So you'll ask.
I think she'd be able to. We could maybe come up with that tonight.
Okay, you got it.
So, and I could do that either Wednesday or Thursday.
Why don't you bring it in? Why don't you bring it in for tomorrow's show?
Very good. Very good. Absolutely.
Top 10 things your wife doesn't like
about me, and I'm sure that she'll she'll edit it for broadcast.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hi. How you doing, Don? Mike?
Hey, we're doing great, thanks.
Yeah, I wanted to know when you if you ran Dennis Murphy's voice through that harmonizer, would he sound normal?
Yes. That's bingo. You got it right. Toodaloo ass. Listen, last thing before the news here, let me mention tomorrow night, Hot Balls in action.
Go Balls!
Join your Fighting Gutter Balls as we take on Robert the Angry Mailman and four other disgruntled mailmen tomorrow night at the glorious Annandale AMF.
Yeah, really like our home away from home.
Uh-huh. The bowling action tomorrow night, we'd love to meet you, gets underway at the at the reasonable hour of 7 p.m.
Fantastic.
See you tomorrow night. Now with the news, here's Buzz.
I don't know.
Keep calling if you want to play the reverse newlywed game. Joe and Lisa answering the phones right now. Call up and you don't even have to go on the air. Just call up and tell them you want to play. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike. Very good. The FBI is standing by its latest terrorist alert, the one that was issued last night. The Bureau says today is the day, and Fawaz Yahya al-Rabi'i is the chief suspect. He's the leader of a gang of Arab terrorists. Law enforcement officials have been given a list of names and have been told to be on the lookout for any or all of the gang members. The Bureau says the attack could be here in the U.S. or against some American property overseas. Our facilities in Yemen are on highest alert.
Yeah, man.
But the government says it knows the group was planning an attack on or around this date. And this is the first time the FBI has ever named names in one of its terrorist alerts. You can find the list of names and the accompanying pictures at www.fbi.gov.
I think it should be pointed out, and I heard this on another news story, though, that they have had alerts in the past that have had a lot more
credible information, and they wanted to. One of the reports I heard said that although this is more specific with the names, that they have had, we've had other alerts. You know, when the FBI mm-hmm. offers those alerts where they have an overwhelming amount of feedback where they're getting their, you know, what they're not specific.
All I know is, as I said before, I went to the front page of the newspaper. It says today's the day. So as far as I'm concerned, Katie barred the door.
Mm-hmm.
I'm driving backwards all the way home today.
I'll pay to see that.
I'm going, you know, 85 miles an hour. I'm going to be
reverse.
You name it. I'm going to the store and buying anything I want today. I'm going to run the credit cards up to the max.
Right.
And if I'm around tomorrow, I'm blaming the government.
Well, if you're getting crazy, I'm going to get crazy too. I'm going to do it.
Okay.
I'm going to do it tonight.
Okay.
I'm going to sleep in my own bed.
Wow.
All right, go ahead, Buzz.
If anything, the government's playing this up this afternoon, not playing it down. Attorney General John Ashcroft is urging us to heed the warning, and the White House has issued a statement this afternoon saying that the latest alert is based on information that is both credible and specific.
Right now, did you hear the story that I heard earlier?
I have not heard
that.
Or read in all the things that I was reading today.
WTOP, if you want to read it, as I was driving in here.
I read a story that said that there was a threat in Dallas.
Right.
That I had not even heard about, saying that in previous times that they've mentioned these threats,
right,
that the threat, whatever the threat in Dallas was a bigger threat than the one today.
Right, that's the kind of report I heard.
But still,
you know, it's hard to keep track of them all. It really
that's
is.
That's the case, then, but How come this one's being played out so much differently than the other ones? If this threat's not as bad as the other ones,
I think the biggest difference is today when you hear that. You know, today or any day after. They really come out and say this is the day, and I think it's because of the anniversary.
They seem to have specific information. They say they do. They're just not sharing it. Now, the bus terminal where we went bowling recently was the target of a bomb scare this morning. The Port Authority bus terminal in New York was evacuated for about 45 minutes in the middle of rush hour at about 8:15. This after a man put a suspicious device in front of a police desk and indicated it was a bomb. It was just a cell phone with some wires taped to it. The man's been arrested, and after some big delays for commuters, bus service is back to normal. Mayor Bloomberg, meanwhile, says he can't say what's in the latest FBI terror warning, but quoting him, I don't think you should panic.
Hey, Buzz, let me see. There you go. Thanks, Bloomberg. Hello, who's this, Trish?
Yes.
You know, you guys, you should have, hello, Trish?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, hi, honey. You called to play the game?
Yes.
The backwards newlywed game?
Yes, I am.
Beautiful. Are you single or now? Are you separated or divorced or what?
I'm divorced.
How long?
7 years.
You think you can get him back together long enough to play this game?
Oh, my gosh, yes. I've already talked to him.
Oh, fantastic. Beautiful. Beautiful. We look
All
forward
right.
to having you on the game.
All right, thank you, Trish. Great. Thanks. Hold on just a second.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to get your info. That's good. Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hi, Radio God.
Hi there.
Hi. Hey, Don, I just wanted to call because I sympathize with your grandfather's status, but I want to tell you that I still love your big, sexy, silver-haired back.
My big, sexy, silver-haired
back.
Sack, I think she said.
Sack?
Back.
Sack.
She's called before. You love Don Sack.
Oh, yes, the big hairy sack.
The big hairy sack. Big silver-haired sack.
Yes.
Fantastic.
B-H-S-H.
Thank you, honey.
It's a nice bag.
Bye-bye. That was a good call, grandfather.
Bye-bye. Yeah, Johnny's on the instant message. You know, Johnny, our New York producer's on the instant message, and me saying that that thing at the Port Authority really screwed up his ride into work tonight, I'm sure.
You almost didn't make it in, Papa.
Shut up, Rob.
That kidnapped American reporter is okay, according to the man accused of plotting the abduction. That's the word from Pakistani officials who say they've arrested the chief suspect this morning.
It's another story that's driving me nuts.
Sure.
You know, you hear he's okay, but they, you know, where? Where is he?
Don't know.
God.
Officials say they still don't know where Wall Street Journal reporter Daniel Pearl is being held. He's been missing for 3 weeks now. Iran doesn't like us.
How come Daniel Pearl is being held, yet Daniel Stern is walking the streets?
Yeah, it's amazing.
That's a good question. Daniel Stern is a guy from the Home Alone movies. The guy with the big bushy hair.
Yeah, very funny in those movies.
Yeah.
Breaking Away, I think he was in that, too.
And narrated The Wonder Years.
That's true.
Iran doesn't like us. Iraq doesn't like us. It's been our good fortune that Iran and Iraq also don't like each other. But that may be changing. The Iranian government is reported to be in secret talks with Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein.
Bigger target.
This is a big development in the Mideast and lends some credence to President Bush's axis of evil remarks. Saddam's already spoken out against the U.S. for anything it has done or might do against his former enemy, Iran. Hundreds of thousands of Iranians chanted death to America yesterday as they celebrated the 23rd anniversary of the Islamic Revolution.
Why don't you just draw a big circle around both those countries and just drop the bomb.
You know, I normally don't share your zeal for nuking. And I think I may be coming around on that a little bit.
Just draw one big red circle. Get yourself a nice Sharpie and draw the big circle. Go right here, guys.
Nice hearing Putin the other day, President of Russia. You know, nice hearing him defend Iraq, too, which is great.
Comforting.
The axis of evil. Let's remember who our enemies are.
Never trust them, guys.
Absolutely.
Never, never trust them.
Keep an eye on that.
Russians.
Can you imagine being on an airplane these days and being told to lean forward and hold your hands on your head for 20 minutes? Can you imagine having to do that just because there was a dumb guy on your flight? 90 passengers on a Delta flight from L.A. to Salt Lake City had to lean forward and keep their hands on their heads after a first-class passenger got up to go to the bathroom.
His name is Charles, but close friends call him Charlie, and he's behind bars.
Getting up is prohibited during the last 30 minutes of a flight. But this 59-year-old Utah man says he was asleep when they twice explained that rule. He spent the night in jail. Sky Marshals took control of the cabin when the man was spotted giving a thumbs up to a fellow passenger. The arrested passenger's name?
Yeah.
Richard Bizarro.
Now, what happened? He got up to go to the bathroom.
And while he was up, and he shouldn't have been, and while he was up, he gave a thumbs up. He gave one of these to a fellow passenger. Well, the Sky Marshals figured this is some kind of signal, so they took over the cabin and told everybody
that... You got an old guy going to the bathroom. He's not supposed to be going, and on the way, he's like,
man.
Hey, the fix is in.
They've had it up to here with the likes of you people!
Buzz, we got to do a break here.
All right.
Time out. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
At defensive tackle, number 95, Big Daddy Dan Wilkinson!
Sabrina, don't just stare at it, eat it. It's the Don and Mike Show.
Sometimes the combos work. You know, that combination of tape and song, man.
Let's do a call 100. We got to fly, baby. 877-365-3636.
What's the name of this you're playing?
Oh, babe, what would you say?
Who did it?
Hurricane Smith.
Do you like Hurricane Smith?
Call 100. He almost sounds like he's got a voice box.
Would you say? I don't know.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Call in to win now, guys. Call 100, please.
Lord of the Rings has 13 nominations after today's announcement of the Oscar candidates. Other Best Picture nominees are Beautiful Mind, Gosford Park, In the Bedroom, and Moulin Rouge.
Yuck.
Beautiful Mind and Moulin Rouge tied for second, picking up 8 nominations each. Will Smith and Denzel Washington are among those competing for Best Actor, something that's never happened before between two African-American actors. And Halle.
Now, hold on.
Wait, there's more.
Hold on. Denzel, is he nominated for Training Day?
I'll have to check. It doesn't say here. It only lists the names.
I would guess it would be for Training Day, because the movie John Q doesn't come out for a while.
Exactly.
Right. That would be my choice. I loved that movie, Training Day. I'm glad that he got the nomination. That is a kick-ass movie. And Denzel Washington, for a change, plays a guy who's not like the likable guy like in Remember the Titans.
That one was in theaters for a very brief period of time.
Great movie. Training Day, maybe one of the top 5 movies I've seen all year.
And that is the movie, according to the list. Will Smith and Denzel Washington competing, and Halle Berry's nominated for Best Actress, which makes this the first time 3 black Americans have been nominated for lead acting roles. Hitler seemed like a pleasant man with a soft voice, the way his secretary remembers it. Now 81, she says it was only after the war she realized Hitler was the greatest criminal who ever lived. And then she says she felt guilty for having liked him. The woman's been talking to documentary makers.
Get them out of here. Get out of here.
She says that when she worked for Hitler for 3 years, starting when she was 22, she says the atmosphere in his inner circle was harmless and peaceful until the final days.
Really? Is that what Julia Aurora has to say?
This woman says Hitler practically never mentioned the word Jew, but the head of a Nazi watchdog group says everyone who came in contact with Hitler heard him rant and rave about the Jews.
Don, you are on the air, sir.
In sports... the winds have died down a bit, and officials are hoping to get the women's downhill underway shortly at the Winter Olympics. It was postponed until today because of yesterday's windy conditions.
I like that downhill.
It had already been delayed a couple of hours today. American Peekaboo Street is looking for her 3rd Olympic medal.
Peekaboo, look for some...
Peekaboo, here's the goo.
She is, nobody says she's such a POA.
Really? Yeah, I've heard it.
Who says she's a POA?
I've heard a lot of the announcers and stuff say she's a beautiful peekaboo street.
My God, she's a thick.
Yeah, I can document. You guys have headed there for 4 and maybe 8 years.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm trying to, where I'm going with this. Like a peekaboo by a mirror.
I think, but really, downhill ski racing, my number one Olympic thing.
Yeah.
Just because it's kind of like going to an auto race.
Better than curling?
Better than curling.
Why? Because I might crash, you mean?
Yeah, I mean, I think when you see them go down and downhill, it's amazing.
That skeleton's going
to
be something.
Finally, a Pennsylvania town has outlawed men becoming aroused in public, even in pants.
Well, that's it for Don and Rob.
Guilty.
Maximum penalty, 90 days and $300. A band, quoting the law itself, is the showing of covered male genitals in a discernible turgid state. But the lawyer for Bloomsburg Township, PA, says the law will not apply to what he calls normal occurrences. Quoting him, we're not going to have a problem with a guy walking down the street and the police chief pulling him over for it.
It's a wrench.
But he says it would be used in the case of a recent college play in which a piece of wood was placed under a sheet to simulate excitement.
Would I have to serve hard time?
The lawyer says that's a call for attention and not a natural occurrence.
Right.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. We gotta go. Back tomorrow with the all new episode. Let me see, the Brian Wilson CD we never got to it today. The
right.
Poetry CD we never got to it today. Tomorrow, I promise you this, ladies and gentlemen, we will attempt to start finishing our list of re-rating women.
A lot of people have a lot of women that they want us to rate,
and we'll do that tomorrow. Plus, tomorrow we'll be talking more about the backwards newlywed game.
All right, and I'll come in with my list tomorrow.
Valentine's Day.
Yeah,
and I'm going to write that down on my post-it note for tomorrow's show. The top 10 things your wife hates about you.
Yeah, and even if she doesn't want to go along with it, I'll come up with it myself because I'm filled with self-loathing.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am caller 100.
Right, and hi, what's your name, my friend?
Sean.
Hi, Sean, where are you from?
Vegas, baby.
Vegas, baby. Sean, enjoy the movie Super Troopers.
Sure.
You won the Super Troopers prize pack, the hilarious new film about cops, crime, and killing time. The movie debuts in theaters on February 15th. That's this Friday. It's their highway. You're just driving on it. Enjoy. Thank you for listening in Vegas.
Thanks a lot.
You got it. And everybody have a great day. Thank you for all the great calls. We will see you tomorrow. Good day to you, sir.
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 And Rob, please. Can you, Rob? I know you can be kind. Throw your hat in the air, just like Sydney. Tyler Moore. You might just
make it. Shake it off.
See you tomorrow.
Toodaloo.
Ass.
Can we meet again? Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.